Right. We got Bob Kenny in the house. We've got 5 minutes, Bob. The clock at the center of the scoreboard tells when the national anthem is going to be sung, and you've got 4 minutes and 52 seconds to tell us why you're in the Iowa Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Now, I think the clock says like a minute 30 is what I think it says. I think you got that wrong.
Well, congratulations, though. That's quite the honor. You know, you're in hallowed grounds amongst some of the elite.
Well, thank you very much. It's very humbling, of course, you know, and I always feel like, you know, it's kind of a oxymoron a little bit to give the coach the, you know, the Hall of Fame thing when it was all your kids that did all the work and you know, they're the ones that, you know, won the state championships and all of that. And I just feel real humbled. It's, you know, I had quite a run there and great kids. That was the key. And parents that supported, you know, the things that we were doing, and you know, it was a lot of fun for me. Just a
and
lot
folks,
of fun.
If you're just joining us here on 96.7 KIIC and Thunder Country KIICRadio.com, we are joined in the broadcast booth by the legendary Bob Kenny. He was the mastermind behind all the Emmitsburg championships, and Bob Kenny, be as modest as you can, but how many state champions did you coach at Emmitsburg?
We had a dozen state champions there and a dozen runner-ups, and you know, I had good kids, and you know, it's as simple as that. They bought into what we were doing, and they worked hard, and you know, they listened to me, and they believed that they could win, and that's half the battle, teaching kids how to win.
That's,
you know,
modest. You can take a baker and then tell them you got good flour, and they still may not be able to bake anything. So you know, having a good ingredient, one of the things that a coach really has to do, and I think that transcends the sport of wrestling, is they got to make young men become men. Yeah. And get the most out of them. That's really the job of a coach.
You know, my biggest thing probably was really, truly, it was sportsmanship. You know, none of my kids ever ran off the mat. None of my kids ever didn't shake hands. You know, we were as... You know, that you got to win with pride and you got to lose with pride. You know, if you lose, it's part of winning, you know. That's just what you got to believe, you know. And shake hands and be a man. You know, that's a lifetime lesson is, you know, what? You're going to lose a lot in life. But you know what? Well, to be successful, you got to learn how to lose.
Yeah. Coach Kenny, we've got a guy down in Albia from Oskaloosa, from Pekin. His name is Jerry Staten, and he's got a blue car, red car philosophy that he learned from a guy named Frosty Westering. And he teaches those same principles. It's about sportsmanship. It's about the journey, not the result or the end of the trip. And that sounds to me exactly the same principles that you are echoing here as you get ready to be accepted into the Iowa Wrestling Hall of Fame tomorrow before the championships are declared.
You know, and it's great. Everybody, you know, I was at Emmitsburg and I had great kids and a great program. But you know what? I didn't start there. You know, I was at several schools that, you know, I didn't win a dual meet the whole year, you know. But my kids, they learned how to be men, and they you know, you just keep working with them and getting their confidence, you know, and that's the fun part. Watching my biggest thing I've always just felt so good about are the kids that come into the state tournament or sectionals and districts, and you know, they're not seated or anything, and they do a great job.
Well, let's take and rest for a moment as we we'll come back to this conversation. But first, the playing of our national anthem.
Baseball, football, and golf. He's a 3-year All-State Vocal Music participant, president of the Student Council, vice president of the National Honor Society, participates in large group speech, mock trial, chorus, swing choir, and is a mentor. Keaton has also sung the national anthem for the Kansas City Royals the past 4 years.
Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem sung by Keaton Slaughter.
Stars through the peril of space.
How about that rendition of the national anthem?
You know,
the
that young
roars.
Man there is a state champ singer.
Wow.
Let me tell you, wow, he's got a set of pipes on him.
Right. Unbelievable here from the Community First Credit Union broadcast suite. And Joe Sinclair, you brought in a Hall of Famer, buddy.
Hey, we've had a great night. And Coach Kenny, I don't know if you were aware of it, but here today we have had Governor Branstad, Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds, legends in wrestling, Dan Gable and Terry Brands, and now yourself, Bob Kenny, going into the Hall of Fame tomorrow. And we appreciate your participation in our broadcast from the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships here on 96.7 and all of our affiliate stations here broadcasting from the Wells Fargo Arena.
Well, I sure appreciate you guys bringing me in. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank
well
you.
Deserved. And we look forward to watching you be honored tonight or tomorrow night in front of all those people. Well-deserved. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob Kenny. Hall of Fame 2013 edition at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Take it away, Jason.
Well, we want to welcome in all of our jock listeners here as we move right into our next round of wrestling here at Wells Fargo Arena. What a day we've had here. What a tournament we've had here. Number ones being knocked off. I can't tell you the number of four-time overtimes that we went through in those sudden death or sudden victory matches that that we had to cover here tonight. But in this night edition of our broadcast, first up, 3A semifinals and third-round consolations. Let's keep wrestling. Let'skeepwrestling.com. Go there, folks. This sport, this great sport of ours that we're celebrating right here is really been under attack by the IOC, the Olympic organization, saying, hey, wrestling, you're no longer considered an Olympic sport. I guarantee you, when you get Dan Gable and Terry Brands on something, it's going to get done. And the IOC.
And they've got it going across the universe. Sure, mistakes may have been made by the wrestling community versus the International Olympic Committee, but wakeboarding?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Okay, we got a 3A semifinal. Match is coming up here. I cannot wait until we get to 138 pounds, folks. Karsten Van Velser from Ottumwa. He has a semifinal match. Going to be going up against, I believe he's got, is it Keegan Wakefield from Iowa City West? I'm going to Google that up here real quick, folks, while Jason talks and we hear about it.
Well, yeah, you'll hear about something here in just a second. But folks that are just joining us in on the jock, we have been here from the time they turned these lights on here at Wells Fargo Arena, and we continue all the way through. Tomorrow night you will be able to listen to all the finals. Every match we will bring you simultaneously right here, all three mats, all three classes, every weight class. We'll have all three mats going at the same time, and we will make sure that all those contests are being brought to you live. Right now on the mat, looking around 3A action at 106, it is Tanner Rodweider of Dowling Catholic out in front of San Udoff, 4-0 in that contest, 45 seconds to go opening period. Jacob Schwarm of Bettendorf, he leads Nolan Helixson from Southeast Polk, 2-0 the score there. Also in the first period, 22 seconds left in that opening period. No score for Chase Lane and Henry Pallmeyer of Johnston. Chase Lane now gets the escape as they open up the second period. Clayton Eicher of Valley, he's out in front 2-0 over Trevor Morano of Dallas Center Grimes, and that with 23 seconds remaining in the opening period. At 113, Kaz Ono, 41-3, the junior, out in front of Matt Wimpum of Linmar Marion, 2-1 the score there. Ono of Mason City out in front, a minute 47 left. Just the start of that second period. Bryce Meyer, out to a 113 pounds for Fort Madison, is in the lead, 2-0 over John Ide of Dowling Catholic. That also just getting started in the second period. Nathan Sands of Waverly Shell Rock at 113 pounds as well, 42-12, the sophomore, tied up with Travis Price of Johnson. No score there. The start of the first period just underway.
And, folks, we've got eight mats going, similar to the 1A results that we brought you earlier today. Four mats in the center will be the semifinal matches for each of the 14 weight classes, and then two matches on either end of that, also four mats total, will be the consolation quarterfinals. So The guys on the outside are wrestling, trying to get to a third place match. The guys in the center are trying to get to a championship.
This is a big moment for all these kids, all these schools that are here represented. These eight mats will soon become just three.
At 138, it will be Blaha from Cedar Rapids Prairie versus Van Velser from Ottumwa. And Carsten Van Velser, what a great effort to get to the semifinal.
I'm looking forward to that contest. And, of course, we're going to have all of your 3A action here. Let's get a look at what's ahead for us, Joe, as we break down this 3A action. You can get all of your wrestling coverage, listen live on the new KIC Thunderbolt app. If you go to the Android store, you can get that right now for free. If you have an iPhone, same thing there. And not only we get the ability to listen live via the streaming, a direct link, but you'll also be able to get the information I'm going to pull up right now, and that is a breakdown of all the results. And take a look here at what's ahead for us tonight. Dane Jones will be wrestling at 195 for us. We're looking forward to that contest. Several of our Indianola wrestlers will be taking the mat, and we'll bring you those contests as we move along.
We've got several Oskaloosa Indians coming in here, going to compete for the Class 3A Oskaloosa Indians as we wind down through these 106 and 113-pound bouts. I like McGinnis's chances against Winger from Cedar Rapids Prairie.
Yeah.
Well, it would be nice if we get a couple of knockoffs of the Cedar Rapids Prairie squad. You know, that is a storied wrestling program. Remember Barry Davis back in the mid-'80s. One of Coach Dan Gable's most proud moments is when he was the NCAA champion. And Dan Gable found him in a grocery store at 6 o'clock in the morning, checking out with a case of donuts. He had given up. It was during the NCAA championships, and he was way overweight. He was fighting his weight. He was a 26-pounder. He disappeared, didn't show up for the morning workout the day of a qualifying match. Gable went out and found him. He was walking out of the grocery store with a box of donuts. He'd given up, and Barry Davis wound up being the NCAA champion that year. Dan Gable will count that as one of his major accomplishments in his coaching career.
Let's take a look at the team scoring here in 3A. We're going to start, we'll go back 20 places. Fort Madison, 20th place, tied with Council Bluffs. Algona, 19th. Johnston at 17th, tied with Epworth and West Dubuque. Pleasant Valley coming in at 15th with Fort DeDodge. Waterloo West and Indianola tied at 13. Valley of West Des Moines is in 12th place. 24.5 points right there for Valley. Mason City knocking on the door. 10th place is at 25.5 points. Clinton is in 10th place. 26 points for Clinton. Burlington at 9th. Dowling Catholic, 30 points for Dowling. Iowa City West with 32 points and 7th place. North Scott of Eldridge. And 6th place, Linmar Marion. 5th place, Waverly Shellrock is in the number four spot. The top three right now, Bettendorf, and all three of these would receive their trophies if the results were to end right now. Bettendorf with 60.5 points. Prairie of Cedar Rapids, 63 points, and Southeast Polk with a wide margin at the top there, 91.5 points. The second place, Prairie City of Cedar Rapids, 63 points. Joe, that's some domination going on there with Southeast Polk.
Well, Southeast Polk has been a dominating school in wrestling for the last probably 6 years. They got a great coaching staff, a great, actually, recruiting program. People will move to Southeast Polk's school district there at Altoona because they know that their kids are going to be competing in the practice room with some of the best in the state. And if they really want to elevate their game, they've got a great set of wrestlers in the room to make them better.
Well, we want to keep everyone keeping a close eye on the mats here as we're going to be rolling along. And Van Velser of Ottumwa is going to be our feature matchup coming up here in just a few moments. 138 the weight class. But right now on the mat, Sam Utoff of Prairie of Cedar Rapids. He's trailing Tanner Rowelder of Dowling Catholic. That score 8-0, a minute 20 left in the contest. Hunter Ginko of Clinton at 120 is tied with Dan Kelly. That just underway on mat number two. Kelly of Cedar Falls, Ginko of Clinton. At 106, it's Jacob Schwarm out in front of Nolan Helixson of Southeast Polk. 8-6 the score there, Schwarm of Bettendorf. At 120, it's John Giaffredi. Let's get to that match. It's just getting underway. John Giaffredi, no score. Elijah Jeffrey of Lindmar. That's on mat number four. We're going to go right to that one here in the championships.
Great bit of wrestling action for us here today. This is the final session.
John Giaffredi on the mat number four for Indianola.
Giaffredi.
And
first period action, he gets taken down at 120 pounds. And now he gets the escape. He gets the escape. It's a 2-1 score.
Of Indianola. Elijah Jeffrey of Lindmar Marion. Right now, Giaffredi trailing by one here. 54 seconds left in that opening period. Counting down.
Folks, that is a championship round action. This is semifinals. Winner of this one goes to tomorrow night, a historied event, the championships at the Iowa High School.
Just
wrestling.
To be a part of that march is something so special.
So Giaffredi, 39-2 on the year. He's a junior competing.
Now he
gets taken
single leg, and it rolls off the mat, and no points given there. Giaffredi trailing 2-1 here.
Boy, he's got to feel good about that. Meanwhile, we got Joe McGinnis from Indianola. He's down 2-0 from Josh Winger from Cedar Rapids Prairie.
I'll let you cover that one, and we'll...
That's a 126-pound match. McGinnis from Indianola, Class 3A, 126-pounder. That is a consolation quarterfinal match. He trails 2-0.
Over here on the championship side, 120, John Giaffredi trailing 2-1 to Elijah Jeffrey of Lindmar. Here's a little head fake there by Giaffredi. He'll back off. Now taking another shot in there, going for the single leg. A sprawl out attempt as Giaffredi went for a deep single leg, but Jeffrey countered. He now is in on the single leg himself. Giaffredi trying to sprawl out there. Whizzer out of it. Grabs the back ankle of Jeffrey, trying to hold on here as the clock ticks down to 1:35. Just underway second period, tied at two. Giaffredi and Elijah Jeffrey. Here's an ankle pick up by Giaffredi. Has the ankle in. Elevates the single leg now. Giaffredi looking to trip. Gets the trip right at the edge of the mat. Can he keep his feet in and get the takedown? We're waiting. He's got the head out. Does he have both the legs? Cannot see it. No points are given there. And right off the edge of the mat, right in front of the scoring table, we kind of lost a view of Jeffrey. And Jeffrey may have twisted his ankle or something. They're working on him over there. The medics.
Well, that gives us a chance to talk about Joe McGinnis from Indianola. He's up against Josh Winger from Cedar Rapids Prairie, 35-7 on the year, coming into this match. And it is a barn burner. Winger up 2-1 as we start the second period. 2-1, Winger, Cedar Rapids Prairie, McGinnis 1 for Indianola.
They're working on Elijah Jeffrey in this contest. Giaffredi and Jeffrey going at it. They're tied at two. But right now, Jeffrey's being attended to right in front of the scoring table. Cannot see what they're working on as we've lost a vision here. But he is going to get up off the mat, and he's going to walk out to the center of the mat. They're going to go at it once again. Let's get back to your contest.
It is 1:30 left in the second period. It's a 5-1 lead now. And... Josh Winger has gotten a three-point near fall here to extend his lead to 5-1 over Joe McGinnis from Indianola. So McGinnis, with 1:10 to go here in the second period, needs to make something happen.
John Giaffredi out in front, or tied at two, 59 seconds to go here in the second period. Jeffrey of Lindmar. Giaffredi circle around the edge of the mat. Here's a deep shot in there by Giaffredi, a counter by Jeffrey, and then the... come from behind after the deep shot by Jeffrey. Giaffredi does a great job of circling around. He'll get the takedown right on the center of the mat. Now, bars the arm back. Going to put the chicken wing in. Trying to get the double chicken wing in. And he can't get the left arm in. But now he's going to bar that arm. See if he can run the head over 28 seconds and got that blood coming out of Jeffrey's nose right there. So they're going to get a blood timeout. Probably fortunate for Jeffrey because I thought maybe Giafredi was going to be able to get that turned over. John Giafredi, a junior, 39 wins, only two losses. Now has a lead, 4-2 the score, 27 seconds, second period. Let's go back to you, Joe Sinclair.
126-pound consolation quarterfinal. Josh Wanger from Cedar Rapids Prairie in control of this match right now. He's got a 6-1 advantage over Joe McGinnis from Indianola. Now remember, folks, everybody that we're going to be talking about for the rest of the night and the rest of this tournament is a state medal winner. They're all going to stand tall on the podium. And right now it's just how tall are they going to stand? Where is their position going to be? Joe McGinnis from Indianola, he's going to try real hard to get into the semifinal, but right now a couple back points against him, and that is going to extend the lead to Josh Wanger, 8-1 as time expires in the second period.
We'll come back here to 120. It's John Giafredi of Indianola, 39-2, and now out in front, 4-2. He covers a Jeffrey right in the middle of the mat, 16 seconds to go, second period. Glad to have all the Jock listeners along. You're listening to 3A action here from Wells Fargo Arena from the Community First Credit Union broadcast suite, high above the mats, high fidelity. Jason 100. Summers, Joe Sinclair with you, and Tony Johnson from the Eddyville-Blakesburg Rocket coaching staff for joining us here, bringing this 3A coverage.
We're kind of anticipating, folks. Those of you listening in on 96.7 KIIC and the live stream on KIICradio.com, 138-pounder Karsten Van Velser from Ottumwa. He is in a semifinal match against Trey Bleha from Cedar Rapids Prairie, and that is going to be our feature match here at Class 3A in the semifinals. And, you know, Tony, we're joined by Tony Johnson, Eddyville-Blakesburg coach. You guys saw him quite a bit this year.
Oh, yeah, he is a very dangerous wrestler, and I've been really impressed with him this tournament. He has been focused and coming forward, doing really well. He actually was wrestling at 145 for most of the year and has dropped down to 138, and he looks really motivated.
John Giafredi of Indianola out in front, 4-2 here, 122 to go. We're at 120 here in 3A action semifinal contest. This winner will move on to the championship.
On the consolation side, yep, for Indianola, Joe McGinnis trails by the score of 6-1. There are 55 seconds remaining in this match, and Joe McGinnis looks like he is going to be trying to get fifth or seventh here because he's having a little bit of trouble here with Josh Wanger from Cedar Rapids Prairie.
Big takedown right there by Giafredi. He gets a takedown, a shot there by Jeffrey, and once again, Giafredi does a great job of sprawling out, then circling around, gets a takedown. 43 ticks left on the clock here, third period, and it's a 6-2 score. Once again, a blood timeout for Jeffrey. So we'll get back to your contest with McGinnis.
Well, McGinnis has got 4 seconds left, or 24 seconds left in his contest. He is trailing by the score of 6-1. He's in the down position. He's kind of out with a sit out with 11 seconds to go. It looks like it's going to be a little bit too little, a little bit too late. He does get up. Not quite enough separation for the escape as time expires. 6-1, Josh Wanger from Cedar Rapids Prairie is your winner in this consolation match. Joe McGinnis goes to the bottom side of the consolation bracket. He will get a medal. Question is now, is it going to be 5th, 6th, 7th, or 8th?
John Giafredi, though, trying to get to the championship matchup. He's out in front 6-2 at 120. 38 seconds to go. John Giafredi from Indianola trying to get the win and be a part of that grand march that's going to take place tomorrow night and be on one of the only three mats left as this place is going to be full. John Giafredi, 24 ticks left, 6-2 the lead. Riding hard here.
And we've called his opponent, Elijah Jeffries, Linmar Marion number a couple times in this tournament because he took care of Nate Caves from Oskaloosa in their quarterfinal match earlier.
We are going to be bringing you 2A action a little bit later on here as we open this 3A action up. Giafredi gets the win for Indianola. He will go to the championship match. 6-2 final there. John Giafredi gets the win over Elijah Jeffrey from Linmar Marion. Congratulations, Indianola. Congratulations to John Giafredi on his big win.
And, folks, what a great day of wrestling here at Wells Fargo Arena. We've been here since 9 o'clock. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock tonight. We're creeping up on the 9 o'clock hour. These 3A semifinal matches are absolutely a phenomenal accomplishment for all the four wrestlers at each weight bracket that got here. And cannot say enough about the Southern Iowa wrestlers that are competing here. And we're bringing you this live broadcast on 96.7 KIIC.
And here comes Karsten to the mat. I tell you, he had a tough win that we had broadcast here. It was really exciting to watch. He wrestled the number one kid and beat him 4-2 over Andrew Stewart of Waverly Shell Rock. And Karsten was ranked seventh coming in, and he knocked the number one ranked kid down. So we'll see what he does here now.
Well, he's got another Cedar Rapids Prairie opponent. And that opponent is Bleha. Bleha comes into this contest with a sterling 37-7 record.
Little sit duck.
Oh man, wow. Right off the whistle, Karsten Van Pelser does not waste any time. Gets in
There's
deep
two.
On a double leg,
the leg.
Steps
Hook
over,
it.
And the official has not called it yet.
That's
but
two.
There is 2 points.
No,
forward.
He didn't signal it.
He's got to get off that ankle, though. And that.
Oh, he snaked him.
He snaked him. He snaked him. The call by Coach Tony Johnson, but still in there on that single leg is Karsten Van Velser. They're near the edge of the mat. 30 seconds gone now at 138 pounds.
Gotta be careful.
Karsten Van
Velser
gets himself in trouble here.
No, good
steps
scramble.
It over. Nice.
There's
step
the two.
Over.
There's the two. He's got to get him two there.
No two yet. Nothing.
Yeah, I think I got that ankle
zero
here.
Score here.
Okay, 115 left here at 138 pounds. Karsten Van Velser, a Tumble Bulldog, in there on a double leg and denied.
Oh,
and
reshot.
Now a jump, and they're going to give a 2 point. Takedown to Cedar Rapids Prairie.
Boy, this
it should be 3-2 instead of 2-0. This is going to be a dogfight,
yes,
folks.
Sir.
Woo-hoo. Can't believe we're bringing it to you here on 96.7.
Both roly-poly, scrambler, crazy, in and out, both guys.
Well, Trey Bleha from Cedar Rapids Prairie did a great job with countering there, but he had a little bit of help from the stripes.
Landon Ballou of Indianola now underway on mat number one. It's tied up at two, just underway in that opening period, taking on Jacob Showalter, the senior.
Boy.
There's a hard Nelson. It almost looks like a full Nelson. He must have had a bar arm, but it looked like a full Nelson for a split second
yes.
there. And Bleha gives it up, and Karsten Van Velser out. 2-1 now. Karsten Van Velser escapes. They're out of bounds, and I cannot believe that that official was out of position. There was a full Nelson on there.
Oh, he drove him right on his head. It looked like it from here.
Karsten in on a double leg. He's got it in deep. His head is in the middle. He comes out the back. Oh, and a chance for Karsten Van Velser here with 10 seconds to go. If he can get his head free, folks, he will get the takedown.
He's deep on the single. He's put pressure up towards his head and gets his weight on his head, and he can score here. He's almost got it, but this guy's a scrambler.
Switch that over. He might even
nothing.
Get the, oh, geez, right there. He could have been back points there if he would have been able to get that arm broke.
Wow.
Look, Karsten Van Velser, nonstop for the Atoma Bulldogs. He is really bringing it to Bleha from Cedar Rapids Prairie. 37-7 on the year. Karsten Van Velser selects down to start the second period.
I tell you what
he's
doing
set.
Wrong. He's getting there, but he's not finishing right away. He's got to get to the corner and go because this guy ties him up and will scramble him.
All right. Van Velser set at the bottom. Now a leg rider. Looks like Bleha is a leg rider. He gets the leg in here with 10 seconds gone in the second period. It's a 2-1 advantage. Cedar Rapids Prairie over Ottumwa.
Whose choice, Joe? I didn't see.
It was Karsten Van Velser's choice. He took down.
Oh.
So he trails
pretty
this one
good
2-1.
On her feet, I thought there.
Those that are listening in, just joining us, 2A action will take place here in about 45 minutes. We're doing 3A and 3A consolation matches. All eight mats going. Two weight classes at a time.
Bleha from Cedar Rapids Prairie puts a double leg right in there, but Karsten Van Velser gets loose.
He gets one.
And gets one. 2-2. Karsten Van Velser ties it up out of bounds now with 1:14 left in the second period. It's all twos. Second period, 2-2 score, 138-pound action here at the Wells Fargo Arena. This is the semifinals, folks. Winner of this one advances to the championship. Oh, and a great Kelly move there by Bleha from Cedar Rapids Prairie. Puts Karsten Van Velser on the defense. Van Velser not giving it up, though. He is a tough competitor. He's got the whizzer in there, and I don't believe he's going to be able to fight off this takedown with 53 seconds to go. Van Velser kind of tied up in a knot, and he gives up the takedown and makes the score 4-2.
Well, if you're not here, you're missing the good match here.
Oh, Van Velser with a great sit-out, and his opponent, Bleha, puts a double leg right in, and this could be
double jeopardy for Blaha. And a reversal for Van Velser. And he gets the chicken wing in on the back. Tries to score back piece. Can't quite get there. He does get two. Does get
two.
That's a 4-point move. Makes a 6-4 lead for Carsten Van Velser from Ottumwa. Now Van Velser shoves him out of the mat, and he's got the 6-4 lead, and what a great move there. It was double jeopardy for Blaha from Cedar Rapids Prairie. He got set on his butt, couldn't get his double leg ride in there. The cross leg ride did not work for him, and now Carsten Van Velser will, for the first time, cover Trey Blaha with the lead.
Wow, what a privilege for Coach Cochran to have this kid on his team. Okay.
Now we're in trouble. A reversal for Blaha. That makes the score 6-6. No back points there, and I tell you what, this is roly-poly, folks.
You called it early on. This is going to be an amazing match right here.
It is.
Folks, this is high school wrestling, Class 3A action, 138 pounds. We get through the second period. It is a 6-6 tie. Carsten Van Velser from Ottumwa tied with Trey Blaha from Cedar Rapids Prairie on 96.7 KIIC. We're live streaming on KIICradio.com. We got great sponsors bringing this to you. I cannot believe that Benton Place Apartments and Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt just got their name mentioned right now. What a great set of sponsors that we got bringing this mat to you. Carsten Van Velsen's got his headgear off while they take care of him. Blood timeout for Trey Blaha.
We got blood. We got it all now.
Yeah, this has been a great match.
It's not from us. It's not from Carson. It's from the other team.
Want to mention some more of our sponsors then. We got Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods there in Albia. Hey, they're helping bring us this Class 3A action, along with Lathrop Construction. They're in Albia. They do vinyl fencing, dirt work, septic installation, whatever you need. Lathrop Construction. All right, we're going to go back to action here at Class 3A, 138-pound semifinal action. The winner of this one is going to wrestle tomorrow night in the championship. They'll be on TV, and Carsten Van Velser covers his opponent to start the third period. Tries to lock up a cradle, with 156
step
to go.
It over.
Oh, he's got it locked up tight. He loses hand control.
Yep.
He loses
Broke
hand control, and
one.
Then he's out. Blaha is out. So 7-5 is the score.
7-6.
7-6, yep, that's right. It's a one-point advantage. So a takedown here would be huge. Carsten Van Velser in there, tries a trip, and
keep scrambling.
And
nothing yet.
Scrambling, nothing yet. Oh, man, and Blaha working real hard there.
Nothing until he hooks the leg, and he still squares off nothing.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Folks, you should be here. There's Carsten Van Velser with a headlock now.
That's two.
He's got the headlock in. There's two. He's got the headlock. Trying to get back.
It's been two.
It's 8-7 now. Carsten Van Velser on top with 113 to go in the third period. 138-pounder Carsten Van Velser trying to advance.
More blood.
And we got more blood time. And
108 left.
That is unbelievable. Woo-hoo! I love Carsten Van Velser's chances when they're on their feet, folks, because he can come out of anything and wind up on top.
That was a sweet ankle pick, Farson.
All right, we've been so focused on Carsten Van Velser. There are eight mats going on here. What are we missing there, Jason Summers?
Oh, hey,
give us a break here and tell us
Matt
where
Vicker
else is
of Indianola just taking the mat at 3:45. We'll keep an eye on that. Taking on Bubba Hernandez. Doesn't that just sound like an all-star wrestling name? Bubba Hernandez. And we'll keep an eye on that mat number six. And I'll catch that, but we want to make sure that no one loses the attention that's going on mat number four with this outstanding match at the 138 weight class.
They're cleaning the blood off the back of Carson over there, so he's bleeding all down him. There's blood everywhere on the mat. They're cleaning it up.
Well, we'll reset it for you, folks. There's a minute and 8 seconds remaining in regulation. 8-7 is the score. Carsten Van Velser on top at 138 pounds in this semifinal match. And off the whistle, the first move by Blaha is a stand-up. He's taken back down by Van Velser. Van Velser works out to the top. Does not have him broken down, but tries to bar the arm on the right-hand side while he rides on the left. Now Van Velser, with 50 seconds to go, tries a tilt. Nothing doing there, but 48 seconds to go. Van Velser with a deep waist ride, a sit-out attempt there by Blaha. Nice spin behind by Van Velser, and Van Velser does a great job letting go of him on a sit-out spin and gets in on the leg now with 33 seconds to go. Riding hard, 8-7 is his lead, and we've got action continuing. 27 seconds to go, a tripod stance now by Blaha. Van Velser up high on the shoulders, so there won't be a stall call. Now grab the leg, and they're close to the out-of-bounds mark, and call it out of bounds with 17 seconds to go. Carsten Van Velser, if he can ride his opponent, Trey Blaha, for 17 more ticks of the o'clock. He will advance to the championship tomorrow night and show up on TV for the Ottumwa Bulldogs.
Matt Victor over here for Indianola. Gentlemen, 30 seconds to go in this first period. There is no score. Let's go back to you. Big match going on here for Ottumwa.
Stand up by Blaha. 11 seconds to go now. And Carson Van Velser, a little bit high right now, a little bit high. He's riding high on the shoulders. And with 4 seconds to go, he tries to take him down.
Yes.
A spin attempt there by Blaha, and no chance.
Look at
and
the jump by Coach
Van Velser
Cochran.
Advances yep. to the final. What a great job by Carson Van Velser for the Ottumwa Bulldogs, Class 3A. Wow, here we go. Coach Kevin Cochran, 14 inches off the ground. That's as high as that young man can jump.
That was a fantastic win for Ottumwa, and how proud is Coach? Gets a big hug. Gives a big hug to both the coaches, but Coach Cochran right there to greet his wrestler. And what a moment there. Those guys are going to celebrate. What a moment they'll have tomorrow night.
Well, if you've been listening the last couple days, it's a tournament. And this tournament has steps. It has progression. And the progression for Carson Van Velser from the very first initial opening match has been a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better. And now it's going to culminate in a match for the championship for the state.
And no pressure. You only have 15,000 people in the stadium, and probably 40% or 50% of the eyes in the Iowa public television network that's going to be covering it.
Plus
and
our 14,000.
Nothing much.
1,400 that we got
yeah,
on
whatever
ours.
It is. We have 2,700 people streaming right now. Here's the Matt Victor, just underway, second period, starting in the down position, tries to get the escape, and they'll reset it. Bubba Hernandez of Bettendorf, his opponent, just underway, second period. In Indianola, you have one wrestler already to the finals, looking to get another one. Matt Victor starts the down position to begin the second period. Bubba Hernandez covering, and he'll drop Victor right to the mat. Sprawl out there. Now trying to put the cradle in. Does get the arm behind the neck, but cannot get the cradle in as Hernandez riding high, riding tough. Trying to bar the arm back, Hernandez. No score. Just underway here, second period. Hernandez doing a good job of riding tough here.
Want to
no
remind
score.
The folks, we'll have some Oskaloosa wrestlers coming up here in a little bit.
Oh, yeah, just we've got Oskaloosa Indians wrestling coming up. Don't go anywhere, Indians fans. Oskaloosa, we've got great sponsorships from Oskaloosa, including Titan Machinery there, your local Case IH dealer in Oskaloosa.
Not just any, sponsors. We got Advanced Concrete Specialists. Give this man named Tony Johnson a call. And, Tony, what's the number they can get a hold of you for Advanced Concrete Specialist?
At 641-673-4707. And you can also look at our website. We got Johnson ACS at MCHSI is my email. And then you also can get us at ACSIowa.net. Either way.
You guys stamp concrete?
Yes, sir. Stamp you take your, and stain.
You take your shoes and socks off for that?
No,
we stamp it with your toes.
You come over, Joe, and we'll show you how we do it, buddy.
I'd like to see that for sure.
Hey, speaking of concrete, Ideal Ready Mix, your local Ready Mix dealer, Jay Johnson, and all the
they'll deliver great, it to Tony, and he'll get it done for you.
All the great folks at Ideal Ready Mix, proud sponsors of Iowa High School Wrestling Championships here on 96.7 KIIC Radio and KIICRadio.com.
Guys, we got a big one over here at 3 at 145. Matt Victor, 41-5, is a senior. Got ridden out the entire second period. Bubba Hernandez starts the third and final period in the down position, and Victor releases him. And now it's a 1-0 lead for Hernandez. Victor from Indianola trying to get the win over Hernandez of Bettendorf. And we're at 145 here in 3A semifinal action. This winner will go on to wrestle on the championship mats tomorrow night. They'll recenter at the center of the mat. 126 to go in the third period. Matt Victor, Indianola, has one wrestler already punched their ticket to the championship round, trying to make it two. Here in 3A action, 145. 2A action to come just here in a few minutes. Oskaloosa fans, you've got a series of wrestlers coming up here as well, so don't go anywhere. Victor, trailing 1-0 here to Hernandez of Bettendorf. Circling towards the edge of the mat. Victor's going to have to get something here. A final minute of the contest.
Hernandez there from Bettendorf has a great season going right now. He's in a semifinal match. I believe for the second time in his career, he is a talented senior from this Bettendorf club, and he's matched up against Matt Victor right now in this 145-pound semifinal match.
Here's a shot in there by Hernandez, a single leg right at the edge of the mat. Actually, Victor is off the mat. Hernandez trying to drag him back in, trying to get the inside cradle in. Victor trying to hold off here, 27 seconds. He trails by one. Cannot afford to give up a takedown here. Does a great job of fighting it off right on the edge of the mat. Now Victor trying to pull Hernandez off the mat. Hernandez grabs that ankle. Still holding on, 16 seconds. Victor trailing here. And now a little scramble at the edge of the mat. And there is the takedown and given up and awarded to Hernandez, who takes the 3-0 lead.
That is one tough kid there.
Yes,
from Bettendorf, Bubba Hernandez. And, that's a name that it could be a country music singer. It could be an MMA fighter. But Bubba Hernandez has got a lead of 3-0 here.
Here's a grabby roll.
To go.
And nothing doing there for Victor. And unfortunately for Matt Victor, he will lose this contest to Bubba Hernandez of Bettendorf, and Hernandez will go to the championship bout tomorrow night at 145 in 3A action.
Nice job of sportsmanship there by Matt Victor from Indianola. Graciously accepted the hand of Bubba Hernandez, shook it, and walked off the mat, sprinted to the lockers. And, hey, we've got Andrew Landgreeb coming up here in just a second.
He'll be on the mat here in just a second. Get my booklet here. Thank you, Coach. Andrew Landgreeb, 145, just finished there.
We're on 60, so we got till 170 for Landry.
He'll be coming up here just in a few minutes. We'll have to.
Landry had a real tight match down to the triple, quadruple overtime way I hear it.
You know what? Man. Andrew Landry, that's just a great wrestling name. And it is in a Tri-County area where the Tri-County meets up there in Bluff Creek and Pleasant Township. You're looking at Mahaska County, Wapello County, and Monroe County. And Andrew Landgreeb, him and his ancestors could have chosen to have operated in any one of those three counties. Throw Mahaska County into the mix, and that's where he decided to go. So we've got Andrew Landgreeb competing for those Oskaloosa Indians. To see how this contest turns out when he gets onto the mat in his consolation semifinal match.
Let's take a look at some of the other matches. Burlington's Dalton Witt out in front of Grant Rosenboom of Pleasant Valley. 2-0 the score there. Second period, 1 minute left. 33-10, Dylan Chase is tied up with Logan Walkup of Johnston. That just underway at the 163A semifinal. Also at the 3A semifinals at 152 weight class, Ross Limbick, 22-1, a junior, trails Spencer Darefield of Waverly Shell Rock, 3-1 that score.
Anybody that might be interested, named Owen Haberman from Albia, a Valley of West Des Moines graduate. His alma mater's very own Dylan Motter, 24-7 on the season in his overtime match with Stone Sturgis from Mason City. They are still tied up 1-1 on mat 7.
Well, gentlemen, we have a brief timeout here to come back and get ready for Andrew Landgreb. We're going to take a really quick timeout, come back and set up Andrew Landgreb. Oskaloosa, we want to hear from you. Send us a text to 641-931-0963. 931-0963. We want to hear from you. Give us a shout out to Andrew Landgreb when we come back. High above the mats, high fidelity. You're listening to the 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament 3A action when we come back to Wells Fargo Arena.
Leffler Dirt Works is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Leffler Dirt Works has the latest technology with GPS-guided dozers to provide precise guidance in all your projects. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 for all your earth-moving projects, including ponds and terraces. That's Leffler Dirt Works at 641-226-2231.
This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Community First Credit Union broadcast booth. High above the mats, high fidelity. Glad to have all the jock listeners along again on this Wells Fargo journey to the finals. And tonight, in this 3A semifinals and consolation matchups, someone's going to earn their ticket. Wrestlers going to earn their tickets to those final three mats tomorrow night and be a part of that great big grand parade that takes place before they introduce the national anthem that comes out. The Hall of Famers come out. It is a magical moment. And right now, those moments are being made.
And we got great texts coming in from all of our listeners in Southern Iowa, Albia, Ottumwa, Knoxville. Want to acknowledge a shout out from Todd Stewart. He is in the company of Jim and Charlie's, two of our great sponsors here on 96.7 KIIC. Todd Stewart, thanks for listening in on 96.7.
All right. We're ready to go. Mat number eight, Andrew Langry.
Just underway here.
He's on.
We are on.
Game
3 seconds gone in this match. Andrew Langry with the red leg bands.
Brad Letney from Pleasant Valley, his opponent, 45-6. And this, folks, is a big contest right here. And a third-round consolation. Will Langry be still fighting for a third-place finish?
Landry with a heavily taped left knee in this match. Did not see that in his earlier matches. Coach Johnson,
no.
Do you know anything about that?
I've seen the tape earlier on the hand, but that knee is definitely, he's got knee pads on both, but that knee is, I did not see that. It definitely was not on there.
Andrew Landry, he is the Oskaloosa 170-pounder. He's got a heavily taped left knee. We'll see how that affects his mobility here
to the top
in this consolation.
Go ahead.
The semifinal match. Andrew Landry on the mat with 50 seconds gone in the first period. No score.
He's got tape from clear to the top of his thigh, clear down to halfway down his calf. So that's
boy, he's moving good right now.
He's still working on it.
Oh, and there's a good job by his opponent, Letney, hooking that elbow while Landry was spinning. He couldn't quite get a cross face across the face of Letney, and now they're both back up in their neutral position. Looked like a little bit of a poor shot there by Letney, and Letney did a good job by getting back to neutral. It looked like Landgrebe could have spun around there and got it, and maybe that tape there affected his mobility just enough that he couldn't get that takedown.
I tell you, there's not a better talented kid around than Andrew Landgrebe. He has raw talent, and he is a good competitor. And if he's healthy and can go, he is smooth as it comes.
And just a small multi-sport athlete. He could play any sport, do any game.
Yes.
Ankle pick attempt there by Brad Letney from Pleasant Valley. Good job with the sprawl by Andrew Landgrebe. And with 13 seconds left in the first period, it is a scoreless tie at 170 pounds in this consolation semifinal match.
Looks like it's more of a preventative because he's moving around good on it. Looks like it's just preventive some for more damage or for him to go too far.
All right, well, with five seconds to go, they get back to the center of the mat, and we will go to the second period in a scoreless tie at 170 pounds. Andrew Landgrebe from Oskaloosa, Brady Letney from Pleasant Valley.
0-0.
Glad to have all of our listeners texting in. Driving home to Altoona from girls basketball in Albia, listening on 96.7. Go Southeast Polk, go Big Blue. Erica, Kyle, and Lauren Sisler checking in. Glad to have all of you along. Send us a text. Let us know where you're listening in. 641-931-0963.
I didn't see whose choice it was. You, Joe?
It was Landgrebe's choice. He deferred, and Letney took down.
Okay.
So Letney takes down to start the second period. Landgrebe lets him go here, and it's a 1-0 score. There is the escape for Letney. He opens the scoring here at 170 pounds. And Andrew Landgrebe backs out, backs away, and gets to the center of the mat. His opponent, Letney, from Pleasant Valley, leads now 1-0. And I see a little bit of a gasp from Letney there.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if maybe this thing goes deep into the match, late into the tournament. Maybe Landgrebe's electric conditioning can help him to
advance.
I'm a little nervous on that because we talked about earlier if you could score the first point. The first point was scored, and we deferred this decision. So I hope that doesn't come back to bite us, but
how many
the way this is going, it looks like it's going to be
seen.
About a one-to-one match. There's no takedown, and so here we go.
Second period, 1 minute to go. Andrew Langry patrolling here, 1-0. Brady Litany, 45-6 of Pleasant Valley. Right at the edge of the mat, boy, Langry was able to take a shot and turn it into his own points. But nothing going, they'll reset center of the mat.
At the center of the mat, neither wrestler hooking up, trying to spar. But now we get some hand control action from Litany. Backed out by Langry. Now Landry, with his hand on the back of the neck of Litany, tries to shucks him down, can't get around for an angle on a shot. Another shot there by Litany, sprawl by Landry, and now near the edge of the mat, they pummel.
Called
and we've got
stalling.
A stall call Landry. On Landry.
I don't know how they get that one.
Well, I don't know how they get that either, but they're off the mat, and we will restart it with 22 seconds to go. In the second period, Landry trailing 1-0, and he's been called once for stalling.
Both these wrestlers, gentlemen, are really everything straight ahead.
Right.
Straight ahead. There's no angles here, like two bulls trying to ram horns.
A hard one to figure there, but you know what? We don't wear the stripes. We wear the microphones and the headsets. And now Litany in on a single leg, and he's got Landry on his hip now with 6 seconds to go. Landry, a good job sprawling.
Uh-oh.
And Landry could get a takedown out of this with the sprawl.
Nope.
And no score as time expires.
Oh.
Man, we needed 10 more seconds on that one, folks.
Well, he went to step the ankle, and he about had it, and then the guy kind of tried to go out the back door on him. Rangley went high, and then time ran out. It was just a good scramble.
Aunt Jill listening in to her nephew, Andrew Langry, from Portland, Oregon. Thanks, you guys, for making it exciting. No, we're just broadcasting what we see. It's Andrew that's making it exciting, and all these wrestlers up here giving everything they got.
And speaking of Andrew Langry, there are medical staff examining his lower extremity on his left leg. That is the heavily taped left knee of Andrew Landry. The official with the stopwatch is standing right there. There are 90 seconds of injury timeout here in Iowa High School Wrestling.
He's one tough cookie. There ain't no doubt about that.
He is one tough cookie, and he limps to the center of the mat. And, boy, I don't like the looks of that, folks.
I think he's okay. He's already obviously was dinged before he came in, and he's going to tough it out. He came out toughing it out. I don't know why he would stop toughing it out. He'll tough it out.
Well, he takes down to start this third period. He trails by the score of 1-0. Let's see how fast he can bust out of there.
He got down a little gingerly. It is hurting him a little more, isn't it?
Well, he's got an escape to tie it up. Boy, he's so quick getting up. And right there, he gets
and
the escape.
He's out.
Man.
It took him 3 seconds to get out, folks. He's got the escape to tie it up.
Looked like a possum playing dead right there.
Didn't
that was
like
unbelievable.
Didn't look like it hurt there, did it?
Uh-uh.
It was like a cat to his feet, and boom, he was up and out and facing him. Now here we go. It's 1-1.
I'm okay with a little bit of gamesmanship.
Absolutely. I just can't believe he found that little extra energy that he needed.
Oh, yeah.
The
and
crowd cheering for a Southeast Polk victory there. Dylan Blackford from Southeast Polk scores in the last 10 seconds to win 7-5.
He's got
to
be smart here. He did a hard duck under there, and
Southeast
it almost looked
Polk's
like he hurt
done.
Himself.
And here we go. We are 1 minute and 35 seconds away from the conclusion of the regulation in a 1-1 tie at 170 pounds in this consolation semifinal match. It is Andrew Landry on his feet. His opponent from
these wrestlers,
Pleasant Valley.
They respect each other so much. I think that's why you don't see those big angle shots. They're really now. There's a nice drop down and attack right there by Litany.
Brady Letney's no slouch.
Yeah. These guys are wrestling for a medal or to go home.
Brady Litany has 45 wins on the year. He is a talented junior from Pleasant Valley. He's locked up in a 1-1 tie with Andrew Landry from Oskaloosa. This 170-pound match is absolutely fantastic. We're bringing it to you live on 96.7 KIIC with the live stream on KIICradio.com. And
there's a big shot right there by Litany.
1 point for stalling against Landry. Landry gets called for the stall, and then a Kelly move to give the 2 point takedown to Brady Litany. And Brady Litany is now in front 4-1 with 38 seconds to go. And I really didn't see that stall call
at all, but the official in the stripes did, and he's a lot closer to the action than we are.
Yeah, but we're watching the same match, and that just isn't right. I mean, Andrew come out. He didn't lay around on the bottom, busted out. He wants to wrestle.
Well, he trails now by the score 4-1, 18 seconds to go, and Andrew Landgrebe.
Oh, yeah.
He's hurt now.
The kid reached back.
Yeah, grabbed that leg and pulled up.
Just, it looked, didn't look good.
Landgrebe's one tough kid. He got right up and going back out there, but
now the kid,
you know, he's in pain.
Now he gets choice of position after a second injury timeout. Now this kid's going to change position. After there's two injury timeout where he takes his time, then he, now look at now what's going on.
Brady Letney, with a second injury timeout, switches positions with Andrew Landgrebe. He takes the down position with 15 seconds to go. He leads in this match, Letney does, by the score of 4-1.
I don't know how smart that is.
I don't either, because you back points here quick.
Guys, we got Dane Jones on mat 5. Dane Jones, mat 5.
Dane Jones going over on mat 5. Dane Jones of Oskaloosa just underway here on mat number 5, taking on Adam Walther. Let's go back here, final 6 seconds.
Oh, man. Just a great job by Andrew Landgrebe. He is going to lose this match by the score of 5-4. Or
Boy,
excuse me, 6-4. And Andrew Landgrebe goes down to a tough loss at 170 pounds. Brady Letney gets it done for Pleasant Valley. A little bit of controversy
there.
Tell
you, listeners, what happened. He changed positions. He went down. He escaped immediately. Andrew Landgrebe took him back down and took him almost to his back. And then we had it. And about then the time was out.
Great job 6-3. By Andrew Landgrebe. Tough kid right there.
Never
but
quit.
His teammate Dane Jones trying to get to the finals. Dane Jones, 29-3, the senior, taking on Adam Walther of Waverly Shell Rock. That just underway, and Walther with a couple of takedowns.
No,
he actually had a two-point near fall.
Okay, I did not see the
fall.
Dane Jones was taken down to his back for a takedown for two and a near fall for two, and now it's 4-0. Dane Jones down, getting rode pretty hard here.
But he is in the championship side, folks. That is a semifinal match. Dane Jones trying to get his ticket punch to Saturday night, standing tall on TV for the Oskaloosa Indians. It is the conclusion of the first period. Dane Jones down by the score of 4-0. He's got a tough Waverly Shell Rock opponent. That is Adam Walther. He's 38-5 on the air. Dane Jones 29-3. Jones is going to cover Walther to start the second period, trailing 4-0. Off the whistle, the first move is a stand-up for Walther. Jones, oh man, Jones gets reversed by Walther. That's a two-point reversal for Walther to extend his lead to 6-0. And really just a great job there by Walther. Now Dane Jones gets loose himself, scores his first point. And with 20 seconds gone in the second period, 3 points have been scored. Two for Walther on the reversal, and Dane Jones got out quickly, made it 6-1. 195-pound semifinal match here. Dane Jones from Oskaloosa. Come on, Dane Jones. You are being cheered on by all your Oskaloosa Indian wrestling fans in Southern Iowa on 96.7 KIIC as your match progresses through 1 minute left in the second period. 195-pound championship action shot in there.
And just for our listeners, Andrew Landgrebe of Oskaloosa can wrestle still for 7th or 8th place. He's guaranteed at least 8th place in 170.
Absolutely. Everybody that we're talking about for the rest of this tournament is on the medal stand. All the elimination has been done. We are talking about how tall on the medal stand do you stand. And there's Dane Jones with a great move out of bounds, though, on the takedown. 56 seconds left in the second period.
If anybody that I'd want to have out there on my side that had a 5-point deficit that I thought could come back, it would be Dane Jones.
I don't disagree with that for 1 minute at this.
Riley Denny would be another one because he can get a pin anytime.
Riley Denny's going to be coming up in our total night session starting at 9:30. And, folks, he is a Centerville wrestler, just 2 first period pins
there's
away.
A quick shot in there by Jones. Sorry about that, Joe, but I thought Jones was going to get the takedown right at the edge of the mat. Let's go.
I saw it, too. I was about ready to quit talking and let you take over Jason Summers. Man, we are so blessed to have Jason Summers up here in the Community First Credit Union broadcast booth. Jason Summers bringing all this live high school wrestling action. Now we've got Walther in on Dane Jones on a single leg. He switches to a double leg, and with only 6 seconds to go takes down Dane Jones for a commanding 8-1 lead, and kind of wondering what's going on with Dane Jones here from Oskaloosa in this semifinal match. Coach Johnson doesn't really look like the Dane Jones that we saw in the first two rounds.
Well, he's getting it taken to him. This guy from Waverly Shell Rock is well coached, and he's a 37-5. I mean, he's hungry. Looks like he wants to make it to the finals. I know Dane does too, but Dane's had a couple good shots, but the counters have been there, and when we've gotten out of position, he's capitalized and taken Dane down.
We start the third period in the neutral position with Dane Jones trailing Walther from Waverly Shell Rock by the 8-1 margin. Wrestlers are on their feet. Walther backs Dane Jones to the out-of-bounds stripe at the center of the mat. Poor shot there by Walther, and looks like Dane Jones got in there for the takedown at the edge of the mat.
Weight was forward on his hands. It went out of bounds, but the coach doesn't like it, and even the officials, they were going to waved it
They're
off.
They're waving it off. Man. They're waving it off. It looked like it was going to be an 8-3 score. The officials wave off the takedown, so Dane Jones is going to have to get another one.
And that's two he really had set up right and had a good shot and had a good finish. And the weight was forward, and the rule says if all the weight is on the mat, and you know, so whatever, what the legs are doing. So.
And on deep single leg, go right at the whistle.
Okay, now he's got a bear hug.
Hug that in. That's hug that great. In. Keep
you know,
that in.
That's what's great about this sport. Down 8-1, it doesn't matter. You can hit the home run. You can hit the Hail Mary and win the whole game on any time. As long as there's time on the clock, you got a chance to win this thing. And that's what he's doing right is hitting that bear hug is the right thing to do. He's going big.
He's down to his final minute. Dane Jones of Oskaloosa in his final minute. Here's a shot in there. And a counter by Jones, and they'll go off the edge of the mat and reset it. Final 53 seconds. We'll have Coach Cochran up here in just a minute to talk about his big contest. Congratulations, Coach Cochran. What a
what a save what by Coach Tony Johnson.
Yeah, you should be playing basketball, buddy, with moves like
it's
that.
It's just reaction time. It's nothing to
you. You and Coach Cochran, you with the quick hands, Coach Cochran with the high jump down there, buddy. You showed off some major ups.
Yeah, we finished this matchup, and I might go takedowns. I'm sure he's ready to wrestle here.
8-1 here. Dane Jones now going to give up the takedown as he's really putting everything he can into it. And sometimes you have to take a little bit of a wild shot to get something to happen. Jones now trailing 10-1. 20 seconds to go here. Dane gets to his feet, gets the separation. Now he's going to make one final move here. 15 seconds, 14. Takes a deep shot in there. The counter, the wizard put in. And 8 seconds, 6, 5. And Dane Jones of Oskaloosa is going to go down to defeat here. But what a tournament Dane Jones has had. He really he had a great tournament last year, lost his opening match, ran it through to that third-place finish. You know, really had a good tournament, came right to left off, started where he left off last year, Coach Johnson. And, you know, he lost this match, but he's still in a competition
still,
for third
place. Can still finish third, right?
Third place, yeah.
Yeah, and the worst he can get is sixth. So he can get third, he can get sixth. Just a great kid. Effort was there. He at the end, I mean, there was chances of winning that thing still. So, I mean, he would never quit, and I love it.
Coach, you look good in a tie, buddy.
Thank you.
Coach Kevin Cochran.
Got to keep up with you, Mr. Summers.
Good luck with that one, big guy. Hey, you know what? Have you recognized you got a young man that's going to be wrestling on those historic three mats with all those eyes, all those ears on them in Ottumwa Bulldog Wrestling?
Yeah, I mean, I can't be more happier for Karsten. And I guess I'm just in awe because, you know, this is my fifth year here in Ottumwa. We've tried building that program up and trying to get it to where we can compete at the level of the CIML with the Southeast Polks and the Valleys and all that. And we're getting there step by step. The big thing with Karsten is that if I have it calculated right, I'm not 100% sure, but it's been 45 years since Ottumwa has had a finalist, and it's been 46 years since they've only had two state champions since it's become a sanctioned event, and they had two of them in the same year in 1967.
Well, it has been an absolute blast bringing this tournament to the listeners on 96.7. And Coach Cochran, we talked a little bit earlier about the journey of the tournament, how it started with the first round, and it has been a journey, and each step of the way of the journey has been just a little bit sweeter for Karsten Van Velser and yourself. And when you gave that big bear hug to Karsten Van Velser after that big semifinal win over Cedar Rapids Prairie, what a great moment in Ottumwa wrestling history.
It really is. I mean, I think I couldn't hug him too hard because I think my hand is broke from all the fives that he gave me and Coach Frew and getting out there, and it's still stinging, but it is. It's to be able to when they change this realm and there's three mats out there.
It's just it's hard to even you walk in. I can't imagine the feeling. You know, it's one as a broadcaster, another as a coach, but as the athlete, it's hard to imagine.
It is, but here's why I guess it really gets me is that I was fortunate enough that I made it to that, but I didn't get the win. You know, I walked out here with the second place finish, so it almost feel like, you know, he's wrestling for him and me or whatever, but I want to do whatever I can to get him a gold medal because I know how disheartening it is to walk out here. I mean, he's a senior. It's going
to
be his last match, and if he loses, he lost his last match of his high school career, and that's going to be the one that dwell on. I mean, he's not going to talk about how he got there and whatever and got second place. It's always the talk about how he did not win a gold medal and who he lost to. And so,
well,
we're not even going to talk about that. He's going to win a gold medal.
He's going to win a gold
period.
Medal.
Well, you got to make sure that you keep the emphasis on how good he prepared for that match. Win or lose, did Carson Van Velzer prepare for that match to the best of his ability? And Dan Gable said it last year, if everything goes right tomorrow night on that mat, only one guy's going to have his hand raised, but they're both going to be winners. I do believe no matter the result, Carson Van Velzer will be a winner tomorrow night at the Wells Fargo Arena, whether he finishes first or second.
Coach, you had mentioned a second match in that Carson got the win, and you really mentioned something up here, kind of prognosticated. You know, you said, I don't think there's a better wrestler up here if Carson is able to beat himself. And you know, I think, you know, he exercised those demons on the mat here in that last match.
He did, and I kind of told the reporters down there, too, is you know, I've been very fortunate. I've got to coach a lot of elite kids with the Seabolt and the Pickerel and the Loveston and the England and Mormon and that group of kids. But I would put Carson Van Velzer right at the top with those kids as far as one of the mentally toughest kids I've ever got to coach. And then that says a lot
for
him.
That's elite company.
And, you know, the other thing with Karsten is that, and I'm not sure if everybody, he qualified here as a freshman and won one match. And then he got in an accident. He rolled a gator over his foot and basically dismantled like 75% of the tendons and everything. And they did reconstructive surgery. Didn't think he was going to be able to do all the things he could do. And he didn't have the mobility. He went from being a state qualifier as a freshman to about a 500 wrestler a sophomore year. And his parents were determined. They went back, took him to a specialist in Colorado, and had an additional surgery done to it. And I believe, not 100% sure, I believe it was the same surgeon that did Kobe Bryant's surgery. So they went out and tried to find the best. And they got another surgery on it, and his mobility has been a lot better. He had a good junior campaign, just lost to two really, really good kids. And you can see, I mean, it has truly paid off.
What?
So kudos to the parents. For
staying convicted to taking care of their son.
Exactly.
What a difference, Coach, 1 year can make. And in a blink of an eye, a year ago, you were standing up here broadcasting the entire way with us with no wrestler. Tomorrow night, we won't see you until after the match and celebrating that gold medal with you and Carson. What a difference 1 year can make in a life.
Well, and it's, you know, I guess it's bittersweet for me, too. Not to make any promises or anything, but I've kind of stated that this is going to be my last year as the head coach. I still want to be involved in the program, but I'm going to probably, I'm never going to say never, but I'm probably going to step down at the end of the season just due to where my kids are at, their age-wise, and things like that.
You're a young guy, Coach Cochran. You're a young guy. You got young kids. That Zoe, she's a bandit. And everybody that knows your son, Caleb, knows that you've got your hands full there, so you don't have time to do everything for everybody. But, Coach Cochran, you have got a finalist at the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. It has been a genuine pleasure to have you in the broadcast booth with us, bringing all this action to the fans, listening back home, both on 96.7 and KIICradio.com. And what could be better other than a big W tomorrow and you hanging that gold on Carson Van Velzer at the top of the podium?
I'm going to tell you what. I mean, I've done it seven other times as a coach, and I'd love to do it an eighth. There is not much of a feeling that gets better than that for not only the coach but the kid,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Period.
Well, Coach, congratulations, buddy. So happy for you and your program and the kid, the entire community of Ottumwa. These moments really do sear a bonding for a community. It really can bring a community together. These are celebrations not just of these wins, these mats, but of communities.
Tonight,
Ottumwa can be awfully proud. And tomorrow night, we're going to be celebrating a goal, baby.
You darn right we are.
All right, let's take a quick timeout. We're going to come back, move over to 2A action. You heard it right here. Van Belser, Carsten Van Belser, will be in the championship matchup
and
for tomorrow night.
The Grand March.
The grand
March at 6
buddy,
o'clock.
Man, I just want to, I'm going to go put a singlet on and walk down there with those guys. Can you imagine that sight? No, you can't. All right, we'll be right back. You're listening. We're going to take a break right now. Come right back. 2A action on deck as we continue to roll along here. You're listening to exclusive 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling, High Above the Mats and High Fidelity from the Community First Credit Union broadcast suite. We'll be right back after this timeout.
Want a chainsaw that starts easy, runs smooth, and provides years of dependable performance? You want an Echo chainsaw, built to tackle the toughest jobs. Whether you're pruning limbs, cutting firewood, or taking down an entire tree, each Echo chainsaw is designed to provide long, trouble-free life. Mac Hardware Highway 34 Bypass in Sheraton has an Echo chainsaw to do your job. Mac Hardware and Echo, built to tackle the toughest jobs.
B&W Plumbing and Heating of Albia is your local Rheem dealer. Call Rick at 932-5632 when it's time to update your heating and or cooling systems or for your repairs.
Catch the wave to Waters. We're gonna treat you right.
Waters is Central Iowa's low overhead leader. Why can they sell for less? Well, their rent, water, and taxes are all lower for starters, so their prices are lower. Come into Waters for the best price in Central Iowa on new Buick and GMC trucks. Waters Autoland, 6569 North in Indianola.
Catch the wave to Waters. Waters Autoland.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
They tell me we haven't talked about our deli sandwiches enough, that some people don't realize we will make a deli sandwich to their order.
Oh my, we have to take care of that. We have 12 deli meats and 14 cheeses to choose from.
And of course, all kinds of condiments to add that special taste they want, all for $3.25 each.
Many people call ahead at 774-2131 or 1-800-479-1343 so that we have it ready when they get here. Some like to see our row of standing orders taped across the counter. They just call and we know exactly what they want.
However you do it, they are great. Try one. You'll enjoy it. Piper's on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square.
If you have new drivers in your family, you'll want to know our name. If you live in wide open spaces and you drive on the highway at night, you'll want to know our name. If you love the looks of a perfectly painted and shined automobile, you'll want to know our name. And if you text while you're driving, eventually you'll know our name. Smith Body Shop. Smith Body Shop in Sheraton.
Hi, I'm Dan from Danco. Spring will be here soon, and now is the time to be thinking about spring sports. Danco is proud to be the leading athletic outfitter for high schools and leagues throughout Iowa and northern Missouri. To the serious athlete, we offer the expertise to help you find the best equipment and uniforms from the leading athletic brand. You can visit us on the Centerville Square, on the web at www.danco.com or call our toll-free number 800-326-6261.
Now back to a guy who thinks a technical fall is when he drops his cell phone. With more wrestling coverage, here is Jason Summers.
set up here. And let's take a little journey of where we've been here. And right now, let's head to the Hall of Fame where these wrestlers are going to be entering hollow grounds here just 24 hours away. Here's a little tribute to where we've been on our journey here at Wells Fargo Arena.
Works the shot. Now he's got the under him. He works the country. He's got him on his back. It's a 5-point move for Brian Cochran. He's chest to chest. Cody Jones with 2 seconds left will advance. 5 seconds to go in that match for Jason Crosby. Hang on, Jason Crosby, you advance.
And Jason Crosby is going to get the win for the Rocket Nation. Jason Crosby.
You can be the best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world. You can beat the war. You can talk the guy go banging on his door.
Legend counters it. He gets the takedown. Legend gets the takedown right at the edge of the mat.
You can break rocks. You can be a master. Don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you go find yourself.
Does he get the takedown?
Yes,
one.
1 second to go. Andrew Landry scores the takedown in sudden victory with 1 second to go. And with 6 seconds to go, Tucker Black with a desperation move down on the legs after a sit-out attempt by Joint, and there's no score, and Tucker Black advances. Going down to defeat to Karsten Van Velser. Van Velser with crossbody right in. 3 seconds to go. He's going to get it done, folks.
Yes,
Karsten Van Velser will advance to the semifinal round. I'm going to bring in Tanner Pouse right now. He's got Denver Tripolite. Tad Chapin rolled over on his back. It's Tanner Pouse with 30 seconds to go in the second period. He's teed out and gets the pin with 20 seconds left in the second period. Way to go. Oh, pin there for Riley Denny.
Yes. Hall of Fame wrestling going on right here, buddy. That boy, executive producer.
How about that down in the truck, down at 2nd and Crocker?
Did you ever give him the keys to the truck so he could start it up and warm it up?
Yeah, he's got the keys in the truck. Good job, Scotty Fry.
Baby Scotty Fry, the best darn producer. No doubt about it, we have got the best darn setup there is, and I'm not just a little biased.
Well, I am most impressed with our sponsors. Folks, we have got great wrestling action brought to you by a mediocre team and a good management. But look at our sponsors. I mean, you just start at the top with Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home, Bluff Creek Archery, Brian Crosser and Edward Jones, Dewey Motor Company, and Tharp Funeral Home. That's just the first page. And then you come down, and who do you got, Jason?
Sigourney, Centerville, and Bloomfield Tractor and Implement, Ajinomoto, Heartland, Falvey Lumber, Barker Implement, Sheraton Valley REC, Hy-Vee in Albia, and the Monroe County Hospital, all winners bringing this winning coverage of 2013 Iowa High School
these
wrestling.
Are people that you buy your products from. They are companies that you use.
They're
for the
companies
stuff that
you want
need.
To buy from, because these are the people that put these broadcasts on the air. Without these sponsorships, I'm sorry, folks, we might have a walkie-talkies up here, send smoke signals back home, but you don't get this kind of technology. Joe Millage reinvest a ton of money back into the station so that we can bring these type of broadcasts. And I know this sounds kind of sappy and maybe a little bit emotional or overstated, but our community is loved by the people at the station. and putting the station first in our kids. And these sponsors are the people who make that happen.
That is absolutely right. And you can go next to Community First Credit Union, who sponsors this broadcast. Agent Brad Witt and Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods, your hometown locally owned and operated grocery store, and Lathrop Construction.
I got to see Michael and Dean. They're two of the best. People State Bank, Albion Motors, Quality Ag. For all the quality products you need to have a quality ag production, you got to go to Quality Ag, looking at Old 34. Summers Insurance, First Iowa State Bank, B&W Plumbing and Heating, Dan and Pat Johnson, Hardee's of Albia, and Ideal Ready Mix to join our Albia lineup of these great sponsors.
You know when the sheriff gets involved, you know, and it's he loves big. The kids as well. That's just
absolutely.
Awesome.
When the sheriff gets involved, it's big. I also want to mention my insurance agent, Summers Insurance. Let them shop for the best insurance coverage to fit your individual needs like we did, located on the north side of the Albia Square. Also from Sheraton, man, we got great sponsors from Sheraton, starting with Sheraton Ford, Smith Body Shop, Iowa Realty, Hanson's Iowa Realty, five realtor there, the Lucas County Health Center, and Grace Baptist Church, along with Hammer Medical of Sheraton, the Motor Inn Group of Knoxville, Heartland Public Adjusting, Millerton Cafe, and CNC Cycles.
Steve Bunch joined you on the air, Motor Inn of Knoxville.
Yeah, that was a great day in Knoxville when we had the district tournament.
I couldn't leave. We're in Vegas in our hotel room, and you guys come on, and we say, well, we're going to listen to it a little bit. We did not leave the hotel room in Vegas the entire broadcast.
Good thing it was only a four-hour broadcast.
Good thing it was only 4 hours.
You're just an idiot.
I'm not the sharpest pencil in the box, but I got to spin it with my beautiful wife. And that it doesn't matter where I'm spinning that.
Hey, Larry Shepard checking in. You know, he's helping us with the text line. The text line, you want to give that number out? Because we got 2A coming up.
Oh, my gosh, that's right.
We're gonna send a push notification to all the folks that have the Thunderbolt app. You're going to get a push notification here in a couple minutes announcing that we are starting here with Class 2A. And we'll have the live coverage here momentarily.
All right, your Southern Iowa Technology text line right now. We get underway here. Big matches setting up. These are for the semifinals and the consolation semifinals. Send that text courtesy to Southern Iowa Technology, 641-931-0963. Here we go. Lace them up, strap them up. We're ready to rock and roll. Two-way action here at 106 and 113. We're going to have Shadow Leshen coming out here at 120 in just a second. Bryce Leshen at 126. Tanner Cowan at 126 to come. These are big-time matchups here in Class 2A action. Glad to have all of you along. Those listening in on the jock, welcome to the ride. It's been a great ride here as we brought you wall-to-wall coverage of this historic event, not to mention what a big week it's been for wrestling, with the IOC discontinuing wrestling for the moment. But Dan Gable, the governor, and
we did have the governor of the state of Iowa in here, folks.
In this broadcast.
This is a no bull crap statement. The governor and the lieutenant governor, who is quite a bit hotter than the governor, we're in our broadcast booth.
And actually and got, taller than all of us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Kim Reynolds. She must have played basketball in high school. She was a tall drink of water. And we are underway here in these Class 2A matches.
Yeah, we're getting calls right now in from the governor's office. But really a big week for the IOC to make that decision. But letskeepwrestling.com is a place to go. Letskeepwrestling.com. Go on, sign the petition, and donate your money, because we want to make sure this great sport that this basketball player has come to endure and love has really been hit with a big decision by the IOC to discontinue wrestling as part of the Olympics. Let's get that overturned here. Let's get back to action here. Shadow Leshen is going to come up at 120, Joe Sinclair.
Semifinal match for Shadow Leshen. He wants to get to the finals for the second consecutive year and stand tall on that podium.
You know, he came out in that opening match yesterday, came out a little tentative, was not taking his shots, and he's the takedown artist. He is the guy that is so smooth at taking down. He came off his offense a little bit in that opening match, but really at it here in his second match earlier this afternoon.
Counting down through the evening hours, folks. It's been a great day of wrestling on 96.7. We brought it all to you here since 9 o'clock this morning. 96.7 KIIC and the live stream on KIICradio.com. We've got the great folks, the jock, with the simulcast. This is the semifinal round for Class 2A. This is the completion of the championship side right now. We're going through it. Class 2A, we're going to wind this thing up here at almost 11 o'clock tonight, and all this live broadcast action being brought to you on 96.7 KIIC.
The Palace family listening in back home, they say, let's go Blue. Good luck, Griffin, Shadow, and Bryce from the Palace family. The texts are coming in fast and furious. Jason Williams checking in. The Solingers, they're in the house. Big shout-out to Wilson Sinclair and to Coach Staten, who I know are listening. Good luck, boys. Dennis and Nicole Conley are listening and showing their support. Watching, that's my beautiful wife. The Mordens are listening. Coach Morden, he is a wrestling icon in Albion, Southern Iowa. Coach, we love you. Welcome aboard.
Chief, we love you and hope you were able to listen in all afternoon for a great day of wrestling here at Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7.
Good luck, Shadow, Bryce, and Griffin, the Scala family checking in. Brian and Lisa, hope you got your good workout in tonight. Let's go, Carter Isley. His uncle, Scott Rowley, and family listening live in Dubuque, Iowa, cheering him on. Let's go get it done, Carter. Thanks for the great coverage. Go Big Blue from the casters, Travis, Amy, Olivia, and Josiah listening in. Got him coming in fast and furious. Now this phone is lit up like a Christmas tree. Chelsea Bachman. I don't think she's ever taken the radio off. Chelsea? Kyle? And they man the train for us in the north end zone every time Albie scores a touchdown. Kyle Bachman getting on that train whistle. But right now, we want to make the whistles blow here for takedowns for Albie. Shadow Leshen will take the mat. And here's a great deal for Albie Wrestling. Bob Sennett of Sennett Piercebacher Funeral Home in Albie has put out a sponsor for every Albie pin, Joe Sinclair, $100. He's already given a ton of money to the program in those previous weeks. Tonight, every pin, $100.
We've heard from Bob Sennett there at Sennett Piercebacher Funeral Home. Bob Sennett, talented Albie wrestler in his own day, in his own right. He really supports the Albie Blue Demon wrestlers here at this 2013 championship.
The Fords are checking in. Let's go Blue. Let's go Blue from the Crawls listening in at home. Brian and Gina and family, glad to have all of you along on this historic night. Our friends from Ottumwa, they got their ticket punched to Carson. That was just a big win. I'm so happy for Coach Cochran. But Ottumwa's got a wrestler in the championship. The Rockets will have wrestlers in the championship.
Well,
two
folks,
there, one there. We're going to have a full house of Southern Iowa wrestlers on those three historic mats tomorrow night.
Well, this semifinal action with three Albie wrestlers in the mix has, and also Riley Denny from Centerville, has got my stomach in a little bit of a knot. We are two matches away from Shadow Leshen at 120 pounds taking the mat. Shadow Leshen, the talented Albie Jr., going to take the mat for the Blue Demons to try to get this train rolling. He's going to be followed immediately by his brother,
Bryce Leshen.
Bryce Leshen at
Tanner
126.
Cowan is going to be going at the same time, and so we're going to be so, so busy. So, folks, we're going to try to get through this and bring you all this action fast and furious. So you're going to have to lace them up at home and get ready for this run we're going to take for the next hour and probably a half.
Hey, we got a couple seconds here, and it is just a couple seconds, folks. Don't go anywhere, but we are going to recognize some of our great sponsors. You've heard from our Sheraton, our Eddyville, and now some more of our Albie sponsors. Want to mention People's State Bank, loans of all types, home, farm, commercial. Stop in and see what they have to offer you. Albie Motors, Mike Gray, Jack Szczynski, locally owned and operated Ford dealership in Albie, quietly doing business since 1950. We've also got Quality Ag and Quality Ag Welding out at the Old County Shed. John Rose, he can fix anything that's not broke.
Here we go. Shadow Leshen will be going here just momentarily. We're going to get to Shadow Leshen at 120.
He is going to take mat number three. Woo-hoo, here we go, folks.
All right, 120, and then we have 126. Looks like it's going to take a mat here in just a second as well. We got to keep our eye out for that one.
Nope, we got to wait a minute. We got to wait a minute. We got to wait a minute. Shadow's not out yet. Shadow's not out yet. We got to wait. We've got Shadow in the shadows.
The Shadow is in the shadows. And we got the coach mic'd up. We'll be hearing him in just a second. And go Carter, Bryce, Griffin, Shadow, Logan, Cadell listening in from Knoxville. Glad to have you along, Logan. Always a faithful listener.
I'm gonna whistle a foul on myself for jumping the whistle by saying Shadow was gonna be on Matt 3 because I just assumed he was gonna be on Matt 3, but that wasn't Shadow. So,
well, you know,
that's my first penalty point for the whole entire tournament.
I don't know, the 9:38 mark might have been a good one too.
Well, we're
or the car that rolled
mark.
Away from you.
I don't know. Car that rolled away from me was not my fault.
That's what she said. Good luck to all the Albia wrestlers from Ed Murphy, Garrett Gray, Monica, and Richard Tharp listening in. And Tharp Winfield, or Tharp Funeral Home is the sponsor of our wireless mic that we've mic'd up Coach Winger on, and he's walking out. Coach is walking over to the table.
The Albia cheerleaders are taken to the mats. Here come the Albia cheerleaders. We got to get the Albia cheerleaders mentioned here. They're coming on to cheer on Shadow Leshen, Albia's 120-pound semifinalist for the second year in a row. He is going to be competing on mat 6, Shadow Leshen.
Bryce Leshen will be coming out momentarily. We will get all these matches to you.
Hey, let's decide right now. Who's got Shadow? Who's got Bryce?
Well, you choose, buddy. You get the first draw. Rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors. Okay, you pick. I had the scissors. You had the rock.
All right, Shadow's underway here. Shadow Leshen just underway here at 106. Bryce Leshen will be brought to you by Quality Egg and Joe Sinclair. But right now, it is Shadow Leshen circling around the center of the mat. 145 just underway here. This, folks, is to send one of these wrestlers to the championship bracket. Shadow Leshen takes a shot, stays low with his elevation.
His undefeated New Hampton opponent is Leighton Gall, 44-0 on the season. He's up against the 50-1 Shadow Leshen. And at the edge of the mat, with 124 to go, they're out of bounds. It's Shadow Leshen for Albia, Leighton Gall for New Hampton.
Leshen meets Gall in the middle of the mat. Once again, they reset. Grab hands. Leshen trying to get some separation, get the angle. Stays low with his elevation. They get back to their feet. Both wrestlers trying to fill each other out here. Here's a shot by Leshen. Back off another shot.
Deep on a single leg.
He is deep.
He goes to the double. Shadow Leshen with a bear hug and out of bounds is Leighton Gall. You can see why he's 44-0 on the season.
Well, it is difficult to get out of the grasp of Shadow Leshen. Now, that tells you how tough Dahl is. Undefeated, but Shadow Leshen's only loss is to Jaron Glosser. We know how darn good Jaron Glosser is. 1-1 to go here. First period just underway. Bryce Leshen on deck along with Cowan of Centerville. But this, folks, is to send one of these wrestlers to the championship. Leshen takes a deep shot. Nothing there. Backs out. 48 ticks on the clock here. Opening period just underway. Glad to have you along. Here's a duck under by Dahl that Shadow Leshen was able to get out of. 42 seconds, and they'll reset themselves at the center of the mat. Leshen. Shadow Leshen, that is. You got this many Leshens wrestling on these mats. You got to be specific. Shadow grabs on. 30 ticks and counting its opening period.
No score here.
No
early
score.
Going in the first period at 120 pounds. It's Shadow Leshen for Albia. Leighton Gall, undefeated on the season from New Hampton.
I don't think you get any more muscle put on 120 pounds than what Shadow Leshen has on his body. He's little Atlas down there. But with 13 seconds to go, Shadow.
Boy, I really like the way Shadow matches up.
Oh, he's right in there tight with a double leg. Gets a sprawl out there. No takedown. Leshen taking the shot, though. Staying with his offense. 2 seconds, one, and then we're going to go to the second period. But Coach Winger talked about that opening match. He did not. Shadow stayed away from his offense.
Blood time here. Shadow Leshen's got blood on him, on
Bryce,
his left wrist.
Leshen, let's see
it's
here.
Coming it's coming out of Gall's nose. So Gall is going to go get worked on.
Counter count is on mat number 8, just getting underway. Or actually,
he's up against the Davenport Assumption kid. There, that's Tony DeVries, 37-10, senior on the year at 126 pounds. That's a consolation semifinal match for Tanner Cowan.
Bryce is going to be on 4, just underway.
Bryce Cowan, I'm going to bring you that match here, folks.
And
2 seconds gone in that match. Bryce has got the green leg bands on. He has got a tough opponent here in his semifinal match. It's going to be Mitch Brewer from Ballard. Excuse me. Now, Bryce in here. No score. And a takedown. Bryce gives it up. So 2-0, Bryce Leshen down at 126 pounds.
Bryce Leshen, what an amazing freshman year he has had.
That's Max Thompson from Union LaPorte City, 47-0 on the season, top ranked. He leads 2-0, early going at 126 pounds. Bryce Leshen,
44-3 on the year at 126 pounds. Semifinal action for the Albion Blue Demons. It's Bryce Leshin, 0. Max Thompson, Union LaPorte City, 2.
Shadow Leshin back in action after the blood timeout. Just underway, second period, no score. Leshin will cover here to begin the second period. Shadow Leshin taking on Dahl. Here's a breakdown, and Leshin will let him go, cut him free. Shadow much better on his feet, and that's where he becomes the takedown artist. Here's a single leg drop. No, elevation change as Leshin wrestles off the edge of the mat. And there's a nice big push at the end of the action. And Shadow shakes his head. Coach Winger acknowledges it, and let's go at it.
You haven't missed anything at 126 pounds. Bryce Leshin in a blood timeout. He will take the down position when action resumes. 2-0, he trails.
Cowan over at his action on mat number 8. He's tied at 3. And we will get you that update as well. But we got Bryce and Shadow Leshin going at the same time. A blood timeout here on Shadow Leshin. Let's go back to Bryce Leshin with 1:11 to go, opening period.
Just resuming action at 126 pounds, semifinal action, Class 2A, Bryce Leshin for the Albia Blue Demons. He is locked up in a duel with Max Thompson from Union LaPorte City. As we count down through the first minute of this match, we are still in the first period, 2-0. Thompson with the early takedown. He leads 2-0. Meanwhile, look down there for Tanner Cowan. He trails 8-4 in his match in the second period. 10 seconds remain there.
8-4. He's got 10 seconds remaining in the second period. Tanner Cowan trailing here. They're going to reset at the center of the mat. 7 seconds, second period. Back to action here. Shadow Leshin just underway in the second period. 1-0 is Leshin trailing here in the second period.
Bryce Leshin over here, a victim of a little bit beyond parallel on a chicken wing, and will stop the action there after a 2-point near fall for his opponent, and he goes down by the score 4-0. We'll reset it at the center of the mat.
Back to Shadow Leshin. Shadow Leshin over here at 120. His trailing 1-0 here, pummeling at the center of the mat. The shot in there. Leshin grabs back on. 1:11 to go. 1-0 to score.
Still first period at 126 pounds. 4-0. Thompson over Bryce Leshin, 126 pound.
Over on the 126 matchup right now, it is Cowan trailing 8-4. 1:38 to go in the third period. Tanner Cowan trailing 8-4. Shadow Leshin trailing by one here. 50 seconds to go in the second period.
Out of time in the first period at 126 pounds. 4-0 at the break. Going to the second period. Back over to the 120-pound match, Shadow Leshin trailing 1-0 with 40 seconds left in the second period. Shadow Leshin deep in on a double leg, backed out there by his opponent, and we are going to have neutral back at the center of the mat. 30 seconds remain in that match.
Shadow Leshin
in
trying
the first period.
Trying to get the comeback here, trailing by just one, an escape given at the beginning of the second period. They'll reset themselves. Cowan now trailing 8-5. Cowan in on a deep shot there. Not able to get it on the edge of the mat. 1:13 to go there. But Shadow Leshin with 19 seconds to go in the second period. Looking for his first score of this contest. Takes a big shot. Sprawl out there by his opponent, Dahl. Nothing to it. Now Dahl takes a big shot there and gets Shadow down and on the mat. And Shadow doing a great job of keeping himself out of getting parallel there. And it will be a conclusion of that second period. How big was that? Shadow Leshin nearly got thrown down in a takedown, but was able to fight his way out of it. And he will find himself trailing 1-0 here in the third period. Tanner Cowan now trails 7-9, 38 seconds to go.
Bryce Leshin having his trouble. He trails 7-0. 1 minute remains in the second period. He started this one on top. He has been escaped and taken down. 7-0. Bryce Leshin trailing in the second.
Shadow Leshin gets the escape now as he opened the third period. We're going to go right to the center of the match. Shadow Leshin tied at 1. This is a big-time matchup here for Shadow Leshin. Gall, his opponent. Leshin takes off a shot from Gall. Grabs back on. Tanner Cowan now tied up at 9 with 2 seconds to go. Tanner Cowan has come back, Centerville. He has tied it up. He's going to go to sudden victory. And we'll try to bring you all three of these matches at once. I don't know if it's humanly possible, but we're going to do our best to get it done here. Going back over to you, Joe Sinclair.
I'll take care of Cowan as well as Bryce Leshin. Bryce Leshin trails 7-0, 15 seconds remain in the second period. He is going to go to the third period down 7-0. Tanner tied up 9-9, sudden victory
45 seconds to go there for Tanner Cowan. He's up against Davenport Assumption on mat number 8.
We've got two exceptionally tight matches side by side. Shadow Leshen is tied up at one here, 56 seconds to go. We're in sudden victory. Here's a shot in there by Cowan. Cannot pull it in. But Leshen still at the edge of the mat. 1-1 score here, 49 seconds to go. Shadow Leshen. Cowan was in on a deep single leg. The counter by his opponent. Now
24
now,
seconds to go.
He's going to get the
Cowan
win.
Cowan gets the
Cowan
win.
Gets
a sudden
win.
Victory, and he gets
the pin.
Well,
holy cow.
Tanner Cowan got the takedown. His opponent, DeVries from Davenport Assumption, gave up. Didn't realize that team points were also in the offering. And if Centerville winds up by that pin, moving up over somebody else in the team standings, you got to thank DeVries from Davenport Assumption.
How about that, Tanner Cowan? Great job out of you. A big time win there in sudden victory. Right now, Shadow Leshen is tied at 120 seconds to go. Goal tries to trip.
Now Shadow gets
single.
Shadow gets behind. Shadow Leshen gets behind, gets control, and we're out of bounds, and no points awarded. Yes, we got
the
2 points awarded.
Shadow Leshen gets the takedown. They're going to
meanwhile, Bryce Leshen gets a 2-point takedown.
He cuts him. Shadow Leshen trying to hold on here. 14 seconds to go. We got wrestlers all over the place here, folks. We're going to try to get this to you as Griffin Osing will
they
got to
sort it out, folks. They got to sort it out.
They gave him the takedown.
Shadow Leshen will cover his opponent with 14 seconds remaining in the third period. Shadow Leshen, 14 seconds away from getting his ticket punched for the second straight year to
Shadow,
the finals.
Trying to hold on here with 3-1 lead here.
There's a grand roll by
Shadow right
his
there
opponent.
Back on the hip.
Gall, grand Gall tries a roll. Tries
Six
a sit-out.
5 seconds, 4. Shadow Leshen holding on here. Gives it up. Keeps him down. 1 second. Shadow Leshen to the finals. Shadow Leshen.
Oh,
Hercules
my goodness.
Goes to the final. He flexes for his fans across the way in section 105. I can see his mother's Angie Leshen jumping up and down. And how about that Blue Demon Nation? Shadow waves over to his fans.
His total devotion was to his fans in section 105. As soon as he won that match, folks, he turns to section 105 where all the Albia Blue Demon fans were cheering, and he waved to them. And what a great win for Shadow Leshen. An out-of-bounds takedown with 14 seconds to go. And Leighton Gall from New Hampton, that's the first time he's been beat this year. And I hope he gets third place.
Unbelievable. Shadow Leshen points to his fans over there in 105. He's jubilant, and why not? I'll tell you what, little Hercules right there showed his quickness. We talked about his offensive aggressiveness, and he showed his quickness there when it matters most with 6 seconds to go. Shadow Leshen gets it done for the Blue Demons.
Keeping the action alive here, folks. 126-pounder Bryce Leshen, Shadow's brother, with 26 seconds to go in his 126-pound semifinal match, is down by the score of 2-10. It's the third period with 23 seconds to go. Bryce is on the bottom. He tries to stand up, trying to get away from his opponent. And nice job by Bryce there. A valiant effort, but he is going to wind up going down by the score of 10-2.
All right, so we're going to go down on the wireless mic down to the Tharp Funeral Home wireless mic. Pre-plan now, easier than you think. Jay Mill, take it away.
I got a very elated Shadow Leshen. Unbelievable match. You got blood coming out of your mouth right now, Shadow. You won that in the closing minute. Tell us about that match.
Well, I mean, it was the most important one, and I hate to say it, but I was thinking about that as soon as I got to the state tournament because I seen my bracket, and I knew I had the number one kid on my side. So, you know, I told myself, you know what, how come I'm not number one? I can make myself number one. All I have to do is just beat that kid.
Previously undefeated. Your coaches are just they're ecstatic. You're ecstatic. Undefeated. You knocked him off. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I feel great, you know, knowing that I put in that extra work in the morning during the summer to get what I needed, you know, and I went out there and I wrestled my match and I came out on top. Feels great.
Coach, back to the booth. Hey, any questions for Shadow before
we
talk to
I would love to tell Shadow Leshen that I think he's a great young man and I cannot wait for the next time he comes to our house with you and we shoot some pool and we'll see who's the champion.
The guys
pool
are
table.
Really excited for you, Shadow, as more coaches come off. Coach Dave Winger, you gave him a heck of a bear hug. We're going to put that picture up on Facebook here in just a minute. The emotions are really overcoming Shadow right now, and heck of a match there in the last minute.
Yeah, you know, you can't take anything away from Shadow. He's right. He's worked a long time to get to where he's at, and, you know, it's not a secret formula. You know, it's just hard work, and he's put the time in, and he deserves it. And, you know, the thing about it, Joe, is nobody's what's your name again? Joe, there's too many Joes running around over here. Thing about it is nobody's talking about Shadow Leshen, and you know everybody was talking about that kid. And you know what? I'm going to be cocky because you know we don't necessarily need anybody to talk about us, but that match right there spoke volumes, and we'll do our talking on the mat, and everybody else can do their talking elsewhere.
We got more wrestling coming up, and we need to get back to the booth. But Coach, walk us through that, because he was down 1-0. What were you saying to Shadow on the mat?
Well, I was telling him that nobody can stop his shots. You know, if he opens up and he does his thing, there's nobody going to wrestle with Shadow on his feet, and we've learned that for the last several years up here. He's as good as anybody on his feet, and you know, he was strategic with what he was doing, and he kept his head, and the blood timeouts really helped, because the kid was frustrated, you know, and Shadow was pounding his head, and he got frustrated, and I told Shadow, I said, keep going, because once he gets frustrated, we'll take our match.
Thanks, Coach. We'll be talking with you again later.
Joe, real quick, you got to Coach Rivera. Yeah. You know, a big matchup's looming down the line with Tanner Cowan and Bryce Lesh, and Bryce loses his contest and goes to the consolation side. But there's two wrestlers that could meet up again for that third, fourth place
Tanner
finish.
Cowan and Bryce Lesh could be meeting up here.
Well, we know what each other are like. You know, we don't necessarily like that, you know, when we wrestle each other as many times as we do, but it's good for our conference, and we'll wrestle him again.
All right. Griffin Osing comments.
Hey, any comments on Griffin Osing?
Yeah, I'm same deal. You know, Griffin's wrestling as good as anybody. He knocked off the number one kid earlier, and Shadow did it, and no reason why we can't get him through too, Joe.
A lot of folks back home are cheering for you guys. Thanks a lot. Coach Schofield, real quick, just a real quick comment from Coach Schofield.
Sco. It's been a great tournament so far, and we're looking forward to a little bit more yet this weekend.
All right, Coach.
Hey, we're going to ask him, is he cut the snoring out so the guys can sleep at night?
Have you cut the snoring out so the guys can finally get some rest?
Yeah, I'm not snoring at all anymore.
Hey, back from the tunnel, back up to you guys.
Yes, let's leave a little bumper music coming out with the Hall of Fame as we roll right into 152 and take a quick timeout as Griffin Osing's going to take the mat here in just a moment for the Blue Demons. A little Hall of Fame to leave you out here as we come to a quick commercial break. Come right back here at 152.
All right, folks, huge win. He works the country. He's got him on his back. It's a 5-point move for Briar Cochran. He's chest to chest. Cody Jones with 2 seconds left will advance. 5 seconds to go in that match for Jason Crosby. Hang on, Jason Crosby, you advance.
And Jason Crosby is going to get the win for the Rocket Nation, Jason Crosby. You can be the best, you can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world, you can beat the war. You can talk the guy, go banging on his door. Lesher counters it, he gets the takedown. Lesher gets the takedown right at the edge of the mat. You can break rocks, you can be a master. Don't wait for luck, dedicate yourself and you can find yourself. Standing in the Hall of Fame.
Red Hall Realty is a family-owned and operated business. For over 30 years, they've served the customers who are buying or selling real estate, settling an estate through a listing or an auction. Red Hall has some of the lowest commission rates available and no hidden charges. And their well-trained brokers can help you with relocation counseling and market expertise. Red Hall Realty is located on the east edge of Sheraton on Highway 34. Stop in and meet the experts or call Todd Shelton at 641-774-4242.
Starlight, star bright. First star I see tonight.
I wish I may, I wish I might.
Have the wish I wish tonight.
Dreams are a part of every little girl's life, and the dreams only become more grand in scale as little girls grow up into adults. That's why the professionals at Lucas County Health Center and Medical Clinics are here to help make your dream of motherhood become a reality. From pre-pregnancy planning to your first prenatal visit through labor and delivery in our newly renovated OB suites, we're here for you, cheering you on and providing the care and support you need to help you make the most of your dream of motherhood.
Iowa Realty is Iowa's largest. Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton is ready to serve you. Hanson's has 5 realtors, all members of the National Association of Realtors, the Iowa Association of Realtors, and the Rathbun Board of Realtors. With interest rates low, get out of your rental and start earning equity. You can check inventory and calculate your monthly payments with their online mortgage calculator at iowarealtysheraton.com. To buy or sell farm, acreages, residential, or commercial, call Hanson's Iowa Realty at 641-774-5822. Head for the house, Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Judd's Ranch House is a gathering place for great food and activity. On Tuesdays, you can take private guitar lessons. And on Thursdays, Pat Mead stops in and performs at the Ranch House. Judd's has nightly food and drink specials, fresh salad bar, plus a welcoming staff. Gather at the Ranch House, Judd's Ranch House in Lacona.
Now, back to a guy who thinks a dual meet is when you take a girl out for the first time, then meet her sister, think she's better looking, so you dump the first one, only to find out the sister likes your brother. Yeah. Here's Jason Summers.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Community First Credit Union broadcast, Sweet High by the Mats, High Fidelity. And what a match we just witnessed right there. Shadow Leshen punched his ticket. He is in the championships. And an awesome moment there for Albion, all of Southern Iowa. And we're going to go to Griffin Osing here in just a moment.
But I want to talk about Shadow Leshen's takedown there at the conclusion of the regulation. He got a great takedown in there. It was kind of a roly-poly takedown. Great job by Light and Gall trying to get a reversal. And if the out-of-bounds marker, if the circle would have been 3 feet longer, the score would have been tied. But Shadow Leshen knew where he was on the mat and got it done. And he advances. He, for the second consecutive year, will wrestle Saturday night in the championship.
That's going to be a huge contest next. We got one Blue Demon wrestler to the championship. Bryce Leshen will still be in contention for a third-place finish. But I have a feeling he's going to have to meet up with Tanner Cowan one more time.
That would be a great matchup for South Central Iowa. And that medal would be a well-contested one between Bryce Leshen and Tanner Cowan.
Looking for Griffin Osing to come out and represent the Blue Demons once again.
Griffin, the talented 152-pounder for the Albia Blue Demons.
Interesting contest. Jake Marlin, Creston on the mat at 138. He's got a big old lead. And he just got the win.
We're looking for match number 2310, and that will be the next contested match on the center match, and I believe that is going to be mat number 5. I see the Albia Blue Demon cheerleaders coming to the mat.
I don't know if we got Coach mic'd up or not. We're going to try to keep him on. I want to get to Jake Marlin of Creston. He wins. He has a chance to be among the elite of the elite, four-time champion. And Sorensen, if he can win, he'll have the same opportunity.
I think for Sorensen, it's not a matter of it's a matter of when.
Yeah.
When he takes the mat. He is a dominant wrestler, as is Jake Marlin.
It's amazing.
Marlin just won his semifinal match 23-9.
Yeah.
And when you get into the semifinals, I mean, you're not wrestling poor quality kids here. You're wrestling the elite of the elite.
Yeah. You can make steak look like hamburger. You must be pretty darn good. We are going to bring you an exclusive 152 matchup. Griffin Osing had already upset or defeated. I will not call it an upset because I believe in Griffin Osing too much. But Griffin Osing will come and have a chance to punch his ticket to the finals here. He already got the win over the number one seeded wrestler, the number one ranked wrestler.
He's wrestling right now. They are just underway. It is Griffin Osing.
It's like he got caught a little flat-footed right there off the whistle, Joe.
Yeah, he got caught a little flat-footed, but there has been no score yet. His opponent kind of got behind him, and Griffin did a good job, kind of recovered there. And he does get taken down for the two-point takedown against Logan Thompson from Union LaPorte City. Just don't want to say that he was flat-footed, but maybe just a little bit surprised.
Well, Griffin goes back and recenters at the center of the mat. He's going to be covered here.
That took 20 seconds, folks. We are just underway. Griffin Osing from Albia, trailing now by the score of 2-0 on the early takedown by Logan Thompson from Union LaPorte City. This is a Class 2A 152-pound semifinal match.
Osing,
117 remains
now,
in the first period. Now Griffin Osing, he's broken down by his opponent, Logan Thompson from Union LaPorte City. Thompson looks like he's going to try to lock up a cradle. Osing back to his base near the edge of the mat. Osing with a stand-up near the edge of the mat, gets to his feet, and they're out of bounds with 54 seconds in the first period remaining, 152-pound semifinal match, Class 2A.
Just to kind of add to what Jason was saying with Sorensen here is wrestling his semifinal match on mat three, and he currently leads 6-3 over Chase Straw. So Chase Straw is 44-1 coming into today's, a very, very tough competitor. And Sorensen has a commanding lead, 6-3, going into the final period.
Combined, those two wrestlers are 99-1. They will be 102 after we get done.
Logan Thompson riding hard here on Griffin Osing, who gave up the early takedown, 24 seconds to go, first period. Osing trailing here, trying to get to his base, taken away by Thompson. Griffin got to his knees, but broke down once again by Thompson, and Griffin
boy, tough
doing a good
rider.
Job. Yes.
Logan Thompson from Union LaPorte City doing a great job riding. There's a sit out by Griffin Osing with 7 seconds to go. He tries to sit out, tries to switch, and it's a little bit late, and he's going to go to the second period trailing 2-0. Griffin Osing, Albia, tough semifinal match against Logan Thompson, but we know Griffin Osing has got championship wrestling in his veins because he knocked off number one here to start the action at this 2013 championship tournament on Thursday.
Osing to cover this second period. Stand up here by Thompson. Griffin still in with that deep waist. Now elevates and brings him back to the mat.
Like Griffin Osing not giving up that easy escape. Yep. It looked like anybody could have given up an escape there. Griffin Osing does not give it up, brings him back to the mat, and with a minute and 41 seconds to go, Osing breaks him down. He may not get a back point out of this deal, but he's not giving anything away. Nothing easy for Logan Thompson from Union LaPorte City against Griffin Osing.
Well, Thompson nearly to get the reversal here, got a hold of the arm of Griffin Osing and does get the reversal, 4-0 now. Thompson out in front.
He fought for it all the way, folks. Yep. It's 4-0 now. Griffin Osing out of bounds with 1 minute and 20 seconds to go, trailing 4-0 in this 152-pound semifinal match. Osing sprints to the center of the mat, gets set, waits for the official to get Logan Thompson set, and we'll restart it with 120 to go.
Griffin quickly to his feet, leg in there by Thompson. Now Griffin does a sit out. Thompson did a good job of sitting that back, and unfortunately Griffin finds himself letting Thompson get some back points here. Griffin tried to sit it out, and Thompson let it go back, and when he did, Griffin found himself in trouble. Now he's in real trouble here. Griffin Osing in trouble at 152, 57 seconds to go. Thompson trying to stretch out Griffin.
Well, Griffin's going to be able to get off his back here, and he does. That's going to be a 7-0 deficit. A big hole for Griffin Osing to climb out of. But you know what? He is a pinner. He is a pinner. And Logan Thompson, even though he's 45-1 on the season, I've seen guys 50-2 get pinned.
Thompson riding hard. He has been a tough rider here on Osing.
30 seconds remain, second period. All right. Wild action here at 152 pounds. It's a 7-0 lead for...
Well, CrossFit from Knoxville is going to take the mat number one just underway. First period.
He leads that one 4-1. He's got a commanding lead here at 170 pounds. CrossFit, I've been watching him, but I'm really staying focused here on Logan Thompson from Union LaPorte City and Griffin Osing from Albia. It's a 7-0 lead for Thompson from Union LaPorte City.
Osing's going to start the third period in down position. I wondered if maybe he might... try to get in the neutral position here. Griffin trying to get to his base. Cross it out front, 4-2 over on the other mat, first period.
Hey, we've got Seth Davison coming up right here, 170 pounds on mat number two.
We got to talk a little bit about Aaron Crossett there from Knoxville. He's going up against top-ranked Eric Lux from South Tama County, Tama. And Crossett leads that one 4-2 with 8 seconds to go. It looks like Lux is going to be able to get a takedown and tie that thing up to go to the second period.
They don't recognize this, but the score clock over there went to double zeros. Across the board, they got refixed over here at 152. Griffin Osing trailing 7-0.
Griffin Osing on his base. He's being covered by Logan Thompson from Union LaPorte City in his Class 2A 152-pound semifinal match. It's been a one-sided affair thus far with Logan Thompson. Logan Thompson from Union LaPorte City, 45-1 on the season. He chins out of bounds Griffin Osing, and Griffin Osing will come to the center mat and cover again.
Crossing in Knoxville out in front Nope. There is a 4-4 score now. 1:45 to go. Second period. Griffin Osing trying to come back here, trailing 7-0, 54 seconds to go, third period. Osing now trying to get the reversal here. Get the breakdown in the
and there's his
the
first points of the match.
7-2. Now I wonder if he's going to cut him. Actually, he's going to try to get him chin back.
Griffin Osing with 40 seconds to go. He trails by five. He needs to lock up a pinning combination or cut him and try to take him down and make something wild happen in the third period. He trails 7-2 in his 152-pound semifinal match. Griffin Osing trying to get to the finals. He's trying desperately. His opponent, Logan Thompson from Union LaPorte City, has got a big five-point lead with 18 seconds to go. Now Griffin Osing
got that tries bar to chin back. Chin it back and run it over. He gets it ran. Oh, and real quick with the run over. And they'll call it potentially dangerous. But it looked like Griff might get that hit on that side and run it over.
Meanwhile, cross it there from Knoxville. He's in a tight match with Lux from South Tama. 6-5. Lux on top there. Looks like a chance for a takedown with 40 seconds to go for cross it from Knoxville.
Cross it. He nearly gave up the takedown and got the takedown, nearly gave it up. And both those wrestlers going out here. Griffin Osing with 4 seconds to go. Trying to come from behind here, but he's not going to get it done. Griffin Osing will fall here. Outstanding tournament here for Griffin. He's still got a lot of wrestling left to do. He's going to have a chance to fight his way back to third place.
He's got two more matches left, folks. Griffin Osing has two more matches left, and it's up to him to decide now how he finishes this 2013 campaign up here at Wells Fargo Arena. And I think he's going to do well.
Absolutely.
We got Seth Davidson right here on mat number one. Just to come to the conclusion of the first period, he leads his opponent 4-1. With the second period just starting.
Hey, folks in Fairfield, you got your own Seth Davison leading by the 4-1 margin in the second period. Just underway. Davison covers his. Looks like, I got to get down here and see who his opponent is.
Looks like he's from Atlantic looking at his singlet there.
That is Atlantic.
Crossett finds himself down 8-5 with 1:50 left in the third. He's got to find a way to get a takedown here, and he's in on a leg, Joe.
Yeah, that's Lux, previously top-ranked from South Tama County, Iowa. Eric Lux, he's on top now by the score of 8-5. But we've got Aaron Crossett in on a single leg with 1:34 remaining in that third period match. They're going to have a stalemate, and we'll go back to their feet at 170 pounds.
182 is going to be coming up here in just a second as well. Sheraton fans, stay right here as Carter Isley is going to be taking the mat, along with Spore from Knoxville at 182. And then, of course, Riley Denny, 195 pinning specialist, will be on the mat here as well.
Aaron Crossett with some blood timeout coming. He trails by 3 points, 8-5, against Eric Lux from South Tama. And meanwhile, Seth Davison, he's got the 4-2 lead over his opponent. That match in the second period with 52 seconds remaining. Davison from Fairfield, 4. Williamson from Atlantic, 2.
Doing a great job covering state wrestling. Go Rockets, Blue Demons, Mohawks, and all Southern Iowa wrestlers from Burl and Deb Newell checking in. Glad to have all of you along. The Cadells say, let's go Shadow. Well, Shadow did get it done. If you just join us, Shadow Leshen will be in the championships tomorrow night. Bryce Leshen lost his matchup. He will be wrestling back. Tanner Cowan for Centerville, who was in the 126 weight class with Bryce Leshen, he also won his match in consolation. So those two are looking for a destiny to fight for third place.
Man, oh man, in the consolation semifinals, there, Eric Lux from South Tama showing why he was top ranked. Big power move, takes down Aaron Crossett from Knoxville and gets his lead extended to 10-5 with only 30 seconds remaining. It's Lux on top by the 5-point margin. And great job by Aaron Crossett sticking with Lux here. But we got a stalemate going on now, and it's 10-5. Lux, he's on top of Crossett.
Well, I'm going to bring you exclusive Sheraton Charger Wrestling, courtesy of our friends over at Midwest Heritage Bank, Sheraton Hy-Vee, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, Interiors and More, and Long Creek Outfitters, bringing you this 182 matchup. Carter Isley is going to take the mat over here at number 8. You guys keep those others going, and we're going to have Riley Denny going to be coming out here just momentarily as well.
We'll keep it live with you, Jason, and we will give you scoring updates as Seth Davison
has an 8-3 lead starting the third period at 170 pounds.
Carter Isley just underway here. Here's a deep shot in by his opponent. He has him down for a takedown. A quick takedown, and Carter Isley trails here just underway here at 182 in the consolation. This is a chance to put himself into a third-place finish.
That's a Highway 14 grudge match right there, because that's Colton Spohr from Knoxville. He's 32-4 on the year for Knoxville against Carter Isley, the freshman, 37-3. So that Highway 14 grudge match is going to be contested here at the Well.
And Joe, talking about Highway 14, Aaron Crossett loses a heartbreaker to the number one, Eric Lux, in a 10-5 battle. But he's still got some wrestling to do yet. And we got Seth Davison right here. I'm at number two from Fairfield, finding himself in predicament to win this match as he leads 10-5 with 1 minute remaining in the third.
Carter Isley now trails 2-0, 102 to go. Spohr of Knoxville. So Knoxville listeners, Sheridan listeners, I know all of you are rooting for your wrestler. Southern Iowa is going to be happy with the results regardless, but right now Carter Isley trails 2-1 after the escape here. 51 seconds to go, just underway here, first period at 182. The winner here will have a chance to wrestle their way to a third-place finish. The best they can finish is seventh.
Seth Davison from Fairfield, the 37-6 senior, just hit one of the most beautiful hip throws ever seen at Wells Fargo Arena or Veterans Memorial Auditorium in a championship event, but it was out of bounds. But he still leads by the score of 12-6.
Jack Lush is going to be coming out as well here on mat number six, gentlemen. Jack Lush coming out on mat number six. But right now, Carter Isley, with 22 seconds to go in the opening period, trails 2-1 to Spohr from Knoxville. They meet right at the center of the mat, final 17 seconds of the first period. A takedown by Spohr and escape by Isley, the scoring here in this first period, 10 seconds, 9, and we're going to go to the second period with a 2-1 score. Let's get that Jack Leshen contest going as well.
We want to welcome all of our listeners on KIICradio.com listening in the Clear Lake Mason City area as their very own Bryce Wilkie goes up against Jack Leshen. And to start the action, we are in the second period, and it's an escape by Wilkie. He leads now 1-0, 30 seconds remain in the second period. Jack Leshen, 0. Bryce Wilkie from Clear Lake, 1. Second period action, Class 2A, 170-pound semifinal action.
Carter Isley just underway, starts in the cover position in this second period. Gives up the escape to Spohr right out of the gate. 10 seconds in, 3-1 now. Spohr of Knoxville with the lead over Carter Isley of Sheraton.
Congratulations to Seth Davison. He wins his consolation match over Matthew Williamson from Atlantic by the score of 12-6.
Carter Isley, 1:30 to go in the second period, trailing a 3-1 to Spohr of Knoxville. Both these wrestlers filling each other out. Colton Spohr, 32-4 as a senior. Isley, 37-3 as a freshman. They're going to reset the center of the mat after the stalemate.
Championship action, semifinals. Jack Leshen, he will take down to start the second period. He's cut by his opponent, Wilkie, from Clear Lake, and the score is tied now, 1-1 in the third period, just underway. 1 minute, 55 seconds remains.
Wow.
Class 2A, 170-pounders.
This is going to be a thrilling end to both these matches. I just have a feeling. Here's Isley tying up with Spohr. Isley trails by two here, 3-1, second period, 56 seconds to go here in the second period. Both of them pummeling towards the edge of the mat. No real shots here yet. Isley grabs back on, and he holds onto trying to come back here with a two-point deficit. 3-1, your score 40 seconds ago. Here's the shot by Spohr, countered by Isley. Let's get over there to Jack Leshen real quick with the final 123 with Leshen.
It's a 1-1 score for Jack Leshen, trying to advance to the championship tomorrow night here at Wells Fargo Arena. Leshen from Grinnell with the Monroe County roots in a dogfight. He's tied with his Clear Lake opponent, Wilkie, and with 1:07 to go, the wrestlers are on their feet, pummeling at the center of the mat.
Carter Isley still trailing by two here, 12 seconds in this second period. Spohr, Colton Spohr of Knoxville with the lead, 6 seconds, 5. Isley circles around. There's a lot of hand fighting there as they conclude that second period. We're going to go to the third period. Let's get a quick update on Jack Leshen.
He's off the mat right now with 43 seconds remaining in regulation in a 1-1 tie. Jack Leshen from Grinnell
tied up with Wilkie from Clear Lake. Wilkie with a shot in there, and now a chuck by Leshen, countered by Wilkie, and we're back neutral at the center of the mat with 30 seconds remaining in regulation.
Come on, Carter Isley, and come on, Colton from Knoxville. I got them all texting in both ways. Here's Colton Spohr in on a single leg on Isley. Isley started at neutral position to begin the third period, and they'll go out of bounds, and no points awarded there. A deep shot there by Spohr, no points awarded. Isley did get the escape.
A big power move by Jack Leshen. A whizzer attempt by Clear Lakes Wilkie, and no score with 5 seconds to go. And what a great job by Wilkie with the whizzer to counter the throw attempt by Jack Leshen. We're going to overtime, class, to a 170-pound semifinal.
Over here, Colton Spohr still with the one-point lead here, 3-2 over Carter Isley, 1:30 to go. We'll get your sudden victory final minute there. Right now, Carter Isley trails by one. Let's go real quickly to Jack Leshen.
Oh, Jack Leshen gets taken down with 10 seconds gone in the sudden victory period, and Wilkie just caught him a little bit flat-footed. But, hey, Jack Leshen has a good tournament going, and he'll be back wrestling tomorrow.
Jack nods to his opponent. I really like the sportsmanship. Jack's a great kid. But right now, Carter Isley, another great kid, trying to get it done. Just a freshman. He trails Colton Spohr by one. Spohr having an amazing season for Knoxville with 32 wins as a senior. But as the minute expires here in this third period, Isley trails by one here. Pummeling towards the edge of the mat. Isley fighting for that arm. Here, shot there by Spohr, countered by Isley. Back on their feet. 46 seconds to go. Isley trails by one. Riley Denny will be coming out here just momentarily, gentlemen, for Centerville. But right now, all eyes are fixed on this 182-pound, 2A matchup here in the consolations.
The Spohr. Eyes are on Isley, folks, here at Wells Fargo Arena and with 96.7 KIIC radio.
Riley Denny on mat number six, just underway, 23 seconds and counting. Carter Isley has got to find a big shot here with the final 19 seconds as we're just underway here. Riley Denny is looking for another pin, guys.
Former Class 2A powerhouse Ballard. That's Alex Mackey from Ballard up against Riley Denny from Centerville.
13 seconds and counting here. Here's a throw attempt by Isley. Isley trying to get anything he can. We're trailing by one. 6 seconds, five. Carter Isley trailing by one here. He's got to make a big-time move. Carter puts the push on, but no doing there. Colton Spohr for Knoxville hangs on. He will fight for a third-place finish. And a great job out of Carter Isley, just a freshman. What a tournament. He still has another match to find out how he goes up on that podium.
And, you know, really give Colton Spohr from Knoxville the credit there. He got warned for stalling in the last 10 seconds, but he didn't stall until the last 20 seconds. He knew where he was at in the match. He had a stall to give. He had a one-point lead. He got it done. He's going to fight for third place tomorrow. You got Carter Isley, the freshman. He's going to be there tomorrow as well. Okay, Riley Denny, this will be the first time with a minute and 5 seconds to go. Riley Denny, he's got a two-point takedown, leads by the score of 2-0. He's got 1 minute and 5 seconds to pin his opponent here in the first period to extend his streak to three in a row pins in the first period. Now he's got the crossbody right in there.
This is where he's tough. This is where he's tough.
His opponent has got a hold of his toe.
Yep,
his opponent's got a hold of his toe. It's got to be, and if the official was on the other side, he would call it potentially dangerous because Riley Denny's knee is at an oblique angle, and it's got to be hurting Riley Denny right now. His opponent's got a hold of his toe. He's got it twisted up almost to his, and there we finally get that potentially dangerous.
A little bit quicker with that
39
opponent
seconds.
That toe, it would have been lights out.
Now Riley Denny has 39 seconds to continue his streak of first period pins to three in a row. He breaks his opponent down. It is Alex Mackey from Ballard. He's got him broke down. He puts a half in. He's a little bit high, but gets back on the hips. 30 seconds to remain here. First period action. Riley Denny leading by the score of 2-0. He puts a half Nelson in. His opponent is up on his base, but Riley Denny doesn't care. He's got the half Nelson in while his opponent is up, and Riley Denny does throw the leg in now at the edge of the mat with 14 seconds going, and we're still rolling with the clock, 10 seconds, and we're out of bounds with 9 seconds to go. Riley Denny on top, 2-0.
Riley
reset
Denny
at the center of the mat.
Reminds me of Mike Tyson. You know, you have some of those boxers go out there, they want to jab a little bit. Mike Tyson came out and he had one punch, and that's a knockout. And that is Riley Denny.
He does. He's got that signature move, and basically he's like, I don't care if you've been coached against me. Here it comes. If you can stop it, hey, good for you. And not too many people have this year.
Riley Denny, a talented 195-pound senior for the Centerville Big Reds. He's on the mat against Alex Mackey from Ballard. He breaks him down as time expires in the first period. Riley Denny goes to the second period with a 2-0 lead.
All right, we're going to go down to Joe Millage on the Tharp wireless mic. You've got the coach for the Knoxville Panthers.
Yes, I do. We're down here live with Coach Ron Peterson from Knoxville. Coach, congratulations.
Yeah, that's a big win. They've wrestled, I think, four times now, and they've split 2-2, so it was a big win for us here at the state tournament. So.
Seemed like everything that Carter Isley tried to, your wrestler countered every single time. I know there at the end, Carter tried to throw him. He didn't move.
Yeah, well, he tried to throw us last week at the district final and got us, you know, and again, we looked at some tape. I'm sure they did too, and so we weren't surprised by anything that they did, and I'm sure they weren't surprised at anything we did. So it was just a great match with two really good, really, really competitive kids.
Battle of Highway 14 there, Coach. We're live with Ron Peterson here, and I know Athletic Director Randy Wilson's pretty happy. You guys have had a great showing here at the tournament.
Yeah, you know, we brought two kids, and they're both going to be on the stand tomorrow night, so that's special, you know.
Very good, Coach Ron Peterson. Guys, we're going to throw it back live to you.
All right, we're back to action here. Riley Denny moves to the second period with a 3-0 lead just underway.
Yeah, he had the down position to start this third period, and his opponent from Ballard just cut him to start that third period. And
We're in the second period, Joe. Minute 13 left in the second period. So Denny needs to come back in. He did it on that very first period. He had a nice, went to an underhook, kind of threw the underhook by, went to a low pick, ankle pick, and got that takedown on the edge of the mat. Oh. Another takedown right here would be huge.
Oh, he
going in
got
5-0.
Able to get the shuck by and nearly got that back leg.
It looks to me like Ballard's wanting to do a little bit of upper body wrestling, a little bit of hand checking, and then try to get in position for a throw. And now we've got either an injury timeout or blood timeout.
It is an injury timeout.
Yep, I see where that took place.
Hit an area you normally don't want to get hit in, Joe.
Nope, not the place you want to get.
You'll have that. But while we talk about that, we got to talk about what a great performance we have seen out of these Southern Iowa South Central Conference wrestlers today and tonight.
You know, we're sitting here on a big night where, you know, a lot of guys have already gone home, and we're bringing Southern Iowa wrestling.
All right, and Riley Denny, he gets right back into the action now. They are underway on their feet at 195 pounds. It is Riley Denny. Big, strong, 42-7 senior. He's going up against Alex Mackey, 39-6. This is a semifinal match, folks. The winner of this one wrestles tomorrow night under the lights on television for the state championship.
And on this station.
It would be nice to see Riley find a way to pull out a win here. That would give Southern Iowa four different schools representing Southern Iowa in the finals tomorrow night.
Just huge. Absolutely huge. Riley Denny trying to hold on here 21 seconds to go.
That was a really good move by Riley Denny because his opponent, Alex Mackey from Ballard, had a little bit of inside position. Denny with a great job with a shot in there on his left-hand side, puts the wizard in with his left hand, and gets out of bounds before the point gets scored. And with 13 seconds to go, if he can stay on his feet, he will have a 3-0 lead going to the third period.
Riley Denny, the pinning specialist in uncharted territory. He actually went to the second period. He looks like he's going to go to the third period here. 3-0, Riley Denny with the lead. And, gentlemen, this is it, baby. It doesn't get any bigger than this.
Well, Riley Denny will cover his opponent, Alex Mackey from Ballard. Mackey is set at the center of the mat, and one thing I've noticed about Mackey, he sprints to the center of the circle at each break.
Denny puts a leg in. Ballard tried to do the stand-up, but Denny in there quickly covering it up. 1:50 to go here in the contest, 3-0. Riley Denny out in front for Centerville trying to get to the championship.
He's getting a little high, though.
Yep, he's got to be careful not to get too high here, but 1:43 to go from Riley Denny punching his ticket to the championship. He's got a 3-0 lead here.
Well, he's riding tough with the legs right now, but his opponent, Mackey, has got him just a little bit high, a little bit out of position.
Riley Denny, though, does a good job. He pushes his face into the mat. He's got his hand, his palm on the back of his head, on his neck, pushing his face into the mat. And now we've got a stalemate called. And I think that's just as much the official saying, hey, we're going to give you a break from having your face smashed into the mat as we are going to let this wrestling continue in another fashion.
Sometimes that's the best way to get out of those legs.
Absolutely.
Hope for a stalemate and get out of them things. Don't let them back in. And he's got him right back in.
And Riley puts that leg in.
He's still high, but boy, I'd like to see him a little bit further back.
He's got the tilt in.
A little bit further back on the hips. And boy, I tell you what, it's 3-0 right now. It's 3-0. Riley Denny riding high. He's got both legs in with 105 to go.
So strong with those legs to be able to hold on like that.
I tell you what, he's got him broken down now. He's got the scissors on the legs with 58 seconds to go. Riley Denny, 195 pounds.
Uh-oh,
working hard for Centerville Big Reds.
Reversal.
I think he's going to get reversed, and it is. 3-2 now. Riley Denny, now he gets the escape. It's 4-2.
Come on, Riley Denny from Centerville. Punch your ticket to the Wells. Final night, 43 seconds and counting. 4-2 the score here for Riley Denny out in front of Mackey from Ballard.
Boy, I'd really like to see Riley Denny be on offense here. And there's
a
two-point
takedown right at the edge of the mat for Ballard.
Not all bad, folks. Not all bad. Now Riley Denny cannot be on defense anymore. He has got to go on offense.
Well,
it's a 4-4 tie.
And
I like Riley on offense.
Here we go. Final 33 seconds. Tied at 4. Denny tries to stand up, gets the separation. Now Denny with the one-point lead here, 27 seconds and counting for Centerville to get to the championship matchup tomorrow night. 22 seconds
and counting. Has not been called for stalling. Riley Denny has not been called for stalling. We're out of bounds with 18 seconds to go. Riley Denny needs to circle. Keep his center gravity low. Stay down. Stay low, Riley Denny, and you will be wrestling tomorrow for the championship.
Riley Denny, 13 seconds and counting. Come on, Centerville fans, stand up. Let's get some noise from Centerville. 5-4 the score here. Riley Denny in front. 6 seconds. Here's a shot by Ballard. Sprawl out by Denny. Sprawls out and goes out of bounds. Final 3 seconds right here. Huge 3 seconds for Riley Denny and Centerville. They meet center out. Here's an ankle pick there by Ballard. Covered up by Denny and hangs on. And Riley Denny is going to the championship. How about that, Southern Iowa? Another wrestler to the championship tomorrow night.
And 4 schools from Southern Iowa in the championship tomorrow at Class 1A, 2A, and 3A. What a great job for Riley Denny from Centerville. He gets it done against Ballard Huxley. And the Ballard kid, not happy about the result. But you know what? Riley Denny wrestled his match and got it done in conventional fashion.
And we're going to see a district rematch in the championship match tomorrow at 195 pounds as Keaton Hewlett won his semifinal match from Creston.
Huge, huge win. Riley Denny and Coach is going to catch up with Joe Millage. I know they're going to meet in the tunnel. They're excited. They're going to work their way up here, but I think Coach is going to catch up with Jay Mill down on the wireless mic, courtesy of Tharp Funeral Home, here in just a second. But, gentlemen, 4 different Southern Iowa schools with wrestlers in the final. Man, it doesn't get any better than this, and you're one of them, buddy.
Hey, and I'm proud to be one of them, but it is just great for Southern Iowa. I mean, I'm just glad to see, like, Ryan Cale of Cardinal finding a way to place. I think some Southeast Warren boys are placing. Just everybody has done a fantastic
Jason,
job here.
We've got Coach White down here from Centerville, and I've got the headset on him.
Coach, hello, Coach White. Congratulations. What an amazing matchup there. Riley Denny has been the pinning specialist, and this match he had to hold on. It took guts. It took courage, and he does get the win for Centerville Nation.
Yeah, it's we wrestled Mackey up there at Urbandale, and so we knew we could beat him. We knew it was going to be a tough match, and I'm glad we had that match in our belts already, because it let Riley prepare a little bit. He knew it was going to be a tough one, and he went out there to wrestle it tough. He got a little careless on the edge of the mat and gave up two, and we weren't too excited about that. But other than that, we're very happy with how he's wrestling, and we get another shot. I think I wasn't even watching the other mat. Did we get another shot at Hewlett?
Yep, you sure do. Yes, you do, Coach. And so, you know, you've seen this before. So what is the preparation for tomorrow night?
We're just going to try and relax. I think, especially with Riley, I know he gets a little nervous, though he doesn't show it. But I can tell it he gets a little nervous. And so we're just going to try and spend this evening, relax, spend tomorrow, relax, watch a little wrestling, and just, trying to get his mind right.
Hey, Coach, congratulations. I know it's a big moment for you, for Riley, Denny, and for the entire Centerville program. Congratulations. Southern Iowa representing up here at Wells Fargo.
Yeah, we're real excited about that. Thanks, guys.
How about that? The outstanding coach for Centerville Big Red. That interview brought to you by Tharp Funeral Home. Pre-plan now, easier than you think. We're going to take a timeout, come back here, and get ready for the are we done, boys?
I tell you what, before we're done, I got to say that I got a shout-out from Charlie Sennett in his garage with Dan Conley and Todd Stewart saying, go Blue
right
Demons.
There.
So got to say thanks to our sponsors that have not only sponsored us but listened in to our broadcast. Thank you, Charlie.
I'm craving some brats from Jim and Charlie's right now. I think it'd be a wise thing for them to make us some brats right now and send them up on 5 to Wells Fargo Arena. Glad to have you along for the ride. We're going to wrap things up here from Wells Fargo when we come back. A great night of wrestling with a great day of wrestling in the books here from Wells Fargo. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back to recap from the Community First Credit Union broadcast week. Don't go anywhere.
You don't know what you don't know. Have you had an insurance loss on your home or business? Were you satisfied with your insurance claim payout? At Heartland Public Adjusting, they are advocates that represent the homeowner and business during or after an insurance loss. Insurance companies have professional adjusters that protect the interests of the company, but Heartland works only for the home or business owner. For a free insurance claim review, call Heartland Public Adjusting, 515-559-4828. Check out HeartlandPublicAdjusting.com.
Looking for a way to spend quality family time? Well, Hobby Haven has the answer, whether your dream is to drive a race car, fly a plane or a helicopter, or engineer a mile-long freight train, or just build a model of your fantasy dream machine. Hobby Haven has the hands-on hobbies and the staff of active hobbyists to help you realize your dreams. Hobby Haven, 2575 86th Street in Urbandale. Stop in and experience the family fun only a hobby can provide. Live your dreams at Hobby Haven in Urbandale.
At Hammer Medical Supply, we understand the importance of providing top-quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. No matter what your respiratory needs, home or portable oxygen, CPAP equipment and supplies, or a nebulizer machine, you can be confident about the care you receive from our experienced staff, allowing you to breathe easy with respiratory equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
This is Mike Gray with Albee Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albee Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albee Motor Company, right here in Albee, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
February is a month of love, and our customers at Barker Implement are in love with green, especially when it comes to saving some. And they also love making sure their green equipment looks and runs its best season after season. So we're sure they'll fall head over heels for savings 10% off John Deere stock ordered or stock parts. Plus, they can also save 10% off John Deere package oil and 12% off filters. Learn more about money-saving offers at ebarkers.com or any Barker Implement locations. Powered by green, driven by values.
Are your bills piling up? Tired of paying high-interest credit cards? If you have high-interest debt and don't have equity in your home to consolidate it, Community First Credit Union can help. Combine your debt into one low-rate loan with a CFirst fixed consolidation loan as low as 8.4% APR. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Oh, what a ride we've been on here at Wells Fargo Arena. Hard to believe, but we're down to the final day here. 2 days are in the books as we brought you this exclusive coverage from the Community First Credit Union broadcast suite, high above the mats, high fidelity all tournament long. And Joe Sinclair, man, Southern Iowa has showing itself well here at Wells Fargo.
Absolutely. I've got a recap for you here on the team scores. In Class 3A, your very own Indianola Indians are in 13th place. And based on Karsten Van Velser's stellar performance, we've got 19 points for Ottumwa. They're in 23rd place. And Oskaloosa, the Indians, are in 28th place with 16 points after today. Also, we've got 2A, Albia Blue Demons in 10th place, followed by Centerville, 4 points behind with 32. Those are the two schools that we're really following hard. A little bit of a surprise in Class 2A at the top, West Delaware Manchester with 99 points, followed by Mediapolis with 86 points, and Davenport Assumption, previously top-ranked team, with 73. And then we go to Class 1A and our Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont squad with 58 points in third place. They trail Albernette and Emmitsburg only. There's a pretty good shot of catching Emmitsburg tomorrow, but Albernette looks like they have outdistanced the field in Class 1A. So great job by the Southern Iowa wrestling squads here at the Wells Fargo Arena the last 2 days.
Yeah, Joe, this is a been amazing ride that we've been on here, buddy. And to think about this day, you know, and it just a blink of an eye, we were getting started. But what a long day. What a long day of great events, great coverage, great matches, great interviews. You know, this the opportunity to get the governor in this broadcast booth and the lieutenant governor, legends, wrestling legends. Dan Gable was in this broadcast booth talking with us. Terry Brand was in this broadcast booth talking to us. And we got a Hall of Famer that came up at the end to talk with us as well.
We had Bob Kenny up here to kick things off tonight on our evening session. But, folks, we are committed to bringing you world-class wrestling here at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. This 2013 edition has not been backing off. Last year we had Dan Gable and Terry Brands. This year, Dan Gable, Terry Brands, the governor, the lieutenant governor. I don't know what Joe Millage can pull out of his hat next year to make it even better. But, folks, this is the epitome of excellence in athletics in the state of Iowa. It is the championships tomorrow night. The championships have been set, and Eddyville has champions going. Albia has champions going. Centerville has champions going, and the Ottumwa Bulldogs have champions going. And I cannot wait until tomorrow to bring you the medal matches prior to the championships. It'll be a great day tomorrow. The Saturday, the climax, the epitome, the top of the hill of high school wrestling.
It just didn't get any bigger than this. And, you know, when we talked today with the governor and with Coach Gable and Coach Brands, we talked about the sport, the impact it has on the economy, the impact it has on dreams of the kids for the next generation that we're producing, and their passion for it. And this state is the seed of wrestling. I don't think there's a hotter place in the country than right here for wrestling. And that's why this initiative, Let's Keep Wrestling Going, needed to start right here and be led by our governor. And that's a big move. And we all need to jump on board here. Let's Keep Wrestling.
Oh, my Lord.
.com. Now, be quiet there, Millage. Let's
Keep
Wrestling.
Right? There's a sign right in front of your face. It's 3x3.
It's letskeepwrestling.com, and he didn't stutter over his vowels or consonants. Way to go, Jason. I'm on your side.
Thanks a lot, Joe Sinclair. They're going to kick us off here, and we're going to wrap up this second day of wrestling. Jay Mill, any final comments out of you? Great. Just, nothing to say then.
Hey, just just appreciate all of the Facebook likes, and you know, where you can find us on Facebook. You can also find us on Twitter, KIICFM. We're tweeting, we're Facebooking, we're putting pictures out on Facebook, and we this week just introduced the newest app at the iTunes and Google Play Store. It's called Thunderbolt. It has local information, school closings, local news, local commodity reports, and, of course, your local wrestlers' results right out there. Thunderbolt is what that's called. Get on out there and get that.
Well, gentlemen, great day here. We're going to be back in the morning at 9 o'clock. The Coach's Corner will be underway. We'll do that right from here, and we'll set things up for another big day of wrestling, including the championship. You will hear every match live on this radio broadcast. all three mats at the same time for Joe Millage. Joe Sinclair, this is Jason Summers saying so long for another night of wrestling here. High above the mats, high fidelity from your community first credit
Take
union.
Take it to the truck.
C First Broadcast Suite. Have a great night. We will see you in the morning.
Works a shot. Now he's got the under him. He works the country. He's got him on his back. It's a 5-point move for Brian Cochran. He's chest to chest. Cody Jones with 2 seconds left will advance. 5 seconds to go in that match for Jason Crosby. Hang on, Jason Crosby, you advance.
And Jason Crosby is going to get the win for the Rocket Nation. Jason Crosby.
You can be the best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world. You can beat the war. You can talk the guy go banging on his door.
Legend counters it. He gets the takedown. Legend gets the takedown right at the edge of the mat.
You can break rocks. You can be a master. Don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you go find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame.
He's got it.
Does he get the takedown?
Yes, with 1 second to go. Andrew Landry scores the takedown in sudden victory with 1 second to go.
With a smile, you could be the hero. You could get the gold. Breaking all the records they thought never could be broke.
Yeah, do it for your people. Do it for your pride. And you're never gonna know if you never even try. Do it for your country. Do it for your name.
Griffin will win. Griffin will win. How about that? Shock the world, baby.
Broadcasting from high atop historic Albia Square, looking out all over southern Iowa, Thunder Country, KIIC, Albia.
Down a factory wall and blew out windows across the city in freezing temperatures.
A lot of people were stuck on board a broken down cruise ship for days before the Carnival Triumph was towed into Mobile, Alabama. NBC's Dr. Nancy Snyderman says there are continuing medical concerns.
Any nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea over the next 2 to 3 days may be linked back to the exposure to the sewage on this ship.
Former Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. has been charged with spending $750,000 in campaign funds on personal expenses. His wife is charged with filing false income tax forms. This is NBC News Radio. Soldiers deployed to Afghanistan next year may see their war tours extended. Army Chief of Staff General Ray Odierno says budget cuts will limit training for brigades to replace them.
We will curtail training for 80% of all of our ground force. We have canceled all but one of our brigade-level training center rotations for non-deploying forces. Training cancellation will impact our unit's basic warfighting skills.
New Yorkers are wondering what a plastic foam-free city might look like after Mayor Michael Bloomberg proposed an all-out ban of the food packaging product. Industry groups say a ban on polystyrene foam would mean more expensive alternatives. Consuming even small amounts of alcohol may raise your risk of getting cancer. Researchers at the Boston University School of Medicine say alcohol is the cause of about 20,000 cancer deaths annually, which accounts for 3.5% of all U.S. cancer deaths. I'm Veronica Dela Cruz, NBC News Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you.